Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox and four-party interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brother play. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rope with a brand new process. There will be no motion or still life. Roy Wilson strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberal jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the reason. Green Acres, Beverly Hills, Bill Junction will no longer be so goddamn rough, and women will not care if Dick finally screws searching tomorrow, because black people will be here for a brighter day. The revolution will be televised. There will be no 11 o'clock news and no pictures of empowerment liberationists and Jackie O'Neill blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, the revolution will not televised. The revolution will not have a message about a white tornado, white people. You will not have to worry about in your bedroom, the tiger in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live. Thank you.
Thank you. here with the man who used to have the job that Valerie Parlay, who is the assistant director in charge of the Washington field office for the FBI, had, Sean Henry. Sean, give us a breakdown of what the FBI is doing right now. They've identified the dead shooter. He is 34-year-old Aaron Alexis of Fort Worth, Texas. They put pictures of him on the website. The evidence response team is going into the scene of the crime. What is the job of the FBI?
The most public safety is intact. They'll be looking to make sure there are no other shooters. There's no other co-conspirators that were working with Alexis. The way they'll do that is they'll search it, as they identify, go out and interview people that know him, relatives, associates, business colleagues. They'll look to execute search warrants on his residence and his vehicle. They'll probably serve judicial documents to get his cell records and to get some of his electronic media, maybe computers and those sorts of things. Because what you really want to do is expand the scope and make sure there are no other co-conspirators so that you can assure there are no other plots. We've seen historically with some of the terrorist incidents in the past that there have been multiple plots scheduled on the same day in coordination, and we want to make sure that that's certainly not the case here.
I do it to stay sharp. I take care of my body, but it's harder to work out my brain. Lumosity.com is based on neuroscience.
Go into the gym with me, and you can work out any part of your body. But they don't really have a machine.
I have to with my brain, definitely.
Any brain can get better, and Lumosity.com can help. It's like a personal trainer for your brain, improving your performance with the science of neuroplasticity. But in a way, it just feels like a game. Start training Lumosity.com right now and discover what your brain can do.
Let me say a few words about the tragedy that's unfolding not far away from here. at the Washington Navy Yard. That's part of why our event today was delayed. I've been briefed by my team on the situation. We still don't know all the facts, but we do know that several people have been shot and some have been killed. So we are confronting yet another mass shooting. And today it happened on a military installation in our nation's capital. It's a shooting that targeted our military and civilian personnel. These are men and women who were going to work, doing their job, protecting all of us. They're patriots, and they know the dangers of serving abroad, but today they face the unimaginable violence that they wouldn't have expected here at home. So we offer our gratitude to the Navy and local law enforcement, federal authorities, and the doctors who've responded with skill and bravery. I've made it clear to my team that I want the investigation to be seamless so that federal and local authorities are working together. And as this investigation moves forward, we will do everything in our power to make sure whoever carried out this cowardly act is held responsible. In the meantime, we send our thoughts and prayers to all at the Navy Yard who've been touched by this tragedy. We thank them for their service. We stand with the families of those who've been harmed. They're going to need our love and support. And as we learn more about the courageous Americans who died today, their lives, their families, their patriotism, we will honor their service to the nation. They helped to make great. Obviously, we're going to be investigating thoroughly what happened, as we do so many of these shootings, sadly, that have happened, and do everything that we can to try to prevent them.
Well, there you have it, live on the Ron Breck Show, live on BTR. How's it going tonight, everybody? Wow, that was the President of the United States talking about the shooting up in D.C. at the Naval Yard. Wow, what a deal. Another shooting, just what we really need here to happen in America, another shooting. They don't talk about all the shootings up in Chicago, New York, and all the other places, Los Angeles, where all the shootings happen, where it's, you know, multiple ones a day of different shooters. But today, you know, this is, you know, of course, it's got to have some attention to it. It's, I don't know what to say about it. It's insane. So the gun right people are going to flip out. The American public's going to flip out. The ones, oh my God, them guns are dangerous. Let's get rid of them. Bullshit. You really want them, but that's just another reason to take them away. So there they go. Okay. Well, I'm not going to drag on and drag all night long. I'm going to bring, the co-host in. And see if I can get beat up by her tonight, because she's pretty mad at me. I was late getting a hold of her earlier because I was busy on my truck. Anyway, hello, Antoinette. How are you this evening, dear?
Hello, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tired, but very well.
Well, that's good. I'm sorry that you're tired.
And I almost took a complete shower. I tried, but I didn't do very well. I'm still
my
hands are greasy.
We don't need to hear that you're funky.
Yeah, I'm funky. Living in the funk, the put on. Yeah.
Yeah, you could spare us that.
No. I actually smell good. I just still grease my fingernails, stuff like that, you know. So,
that's just nasty, okay?
I had to work on my truck, or I wasn't going to be able to do nothing today.
You can still clean your nails. That's nasty.
Well, I'm not going to stop and get a manicure. Never had one.
You don't have to get a manicure to clean your nails.
Oh, they have kind of like Alice Cooper look, you know, black fingernails, you know, look like something from outer space.
Clean your fingernails, you know. That's just...
Okay, well, I couldn't find a wire brush.
I hope you're not planning on eating or anything. A wire brush?
Yeah, I need a wire brush to clean your fingernails, don't you? Wire brush? Side grinder, something like that?
No, or what you could do is stick your fingers in a bar of soap.
In a bar of soap. That'd be kind of hard.
Yeah, stick your fingers right in there. No, you get the soap. Oh, Lord. Get the soap kind of stuff. I mean, see, if you have fingernails, then you just, and it's easier.
Okay.
You're right, Benny. Benny says it's okay for us since we can't smell the funk, but not for Mrs. Reck. You're right, Benny. poor Mrs. Ruckin.
Well, hey,
I tell
remember,
you, we have to commend this lady.
This show is not
up with a lot.
The internet line no more. You know that, don't you? You understand the show is not Army? Through the this is not through a ground source connection no more. You know,
no, that's
telephone
right,
line.
Your satellite.
Right, I'm on satellite now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
I'm
that
off
better
the grid
or worse?
Completely.
Which one?
Yeah, it's got problems. You know, like I was trying to play those clips earlier, and I tried to run them together. I paused out for a while because it wouldn't load
mm-hmm.
up. So I don't know. So it's one of those deals. I know it ain't computer running fine, but you know, I don't know what it is. I had to call tech support. You know, the all day event for that. Call tech support and you can transfer this person to that person, this person to that person. So I don't know why it's doing it, but it's satellite. What can I say? But it works pretty good. It works a lot better than the landline did. A lot better. I sound
a lot
clearer.
Wonderful. That's all that matters.
You know, I'm not cutting out as much as I used to either. So I'm still cutting out every once in a while, but I think I might be over-modulating sometime over the microphone. So I'm trying to correct that also. So I'll get it eventually. So be patient, and I'll make it your easy listening pleasure on The Ron Rex Show on BTR, Blog Talk Radio, for easy evening listening tune pleasure. The synagogue will be holding a cake raffle this week. They will be holding three sisters and one nun is going to be actually selling cakes on the sidewalk on 5th and Elm to help those misfortunate like me because I need to make a car payment for the church rectory.
All right.
The obituaries are September the 16th, 2013.
Well, we lost 12 lives today. And that
13
shooting at 13. Oh, it went up.
13. Yep. 13. Just seeing the number. That's what they say. 13.
Yeah. I mean,
lucky
so what's going
13?
On with the military people?
Flipping out. They're losing their jobs. They're cutting them out. They're bringing
farms
cheaper.
Okay. Or are they flipping out because they don't want to be deported?
Deported?
No, not deported. You know, when they're sent out.
Sent to war.
Pardon me?
Well, dashed.
Thank you, N2K. Deployed.
Deployed.
Yeah, like the one in Fort Hood.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Then also, what is this connection with everything with Texas? This man was from Texas, and from the FEMA thing, you know, the things that they're supplying and gathering up is going to Texas. So what is the connection with Texas?
Big day.
And then that clip that I sent you where the man from Austin, Texas, even though he had a gun permit and everything else, had a problem with carrying his gun. And the police told him they didn't care what the law was. The statute says this, but statutes aren't passed by Congress.
No. Right. So there you go.
So, yeah,
gun
so what's going
other?
On? I mean, are
that's
they got something in the water down there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, they got something in the water everywhere.
I know something that's in Houston area.
What's that?
I ain't saying. I'll be quiet.
Okay. Well, so much for my announcement.
I'm sorry. I'm bad.
No, you're all right. You're all right, Ron.
Yeah, that did run it for you, didn't it? That was pretty bad of me. Sorry, me bad.
No, leave you alone.
Well, anyway, the rest of my excitement of today after having to work on the truck, coming back from town, I know by the creek by the beautiful Bull Shoals Lake, a 2010 Chevy Colorado ablaze. And I had to stop traffic for the fire department. Ain't that nice? I'm waiting for
the check. Yeah, well, that was a good thing.
Well, I didn't care about that truck burning up.
Oh, well, see, that could have been you.
Well, I told the one farmer, I said, check his insurance, see if he's got coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Might be the insurance way out here by the creek lighting a fire in the car. You know, so I was just kidding. We could be right, you know. It takes a long time for that fire department to get out of the creek. Trust me, with them big trucks, no, who knew? Small truck, yep, big truck, no. It drag a lot of hose. I figure let it burn until it goes out. It'll be done. It ain't hurt nothing. It's already engulfed. What are you going to do? You know, you put it out, but it still is what it is. So that was my
now, you know, there's something that you do you remember, or does anyone else remember? The Jew has said one time, I don't know if it was on this show. I think it was probably on this show, too. But the Jew has said, notice these false flags and everything always happen early in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This happened at 8:15 in the morning.
Right, right. Yeah, that's true. Wow.
And when I found out what time it was, I was like, wow, that's really interesting. It just automatically came to my mind what the Jew had said. You know, everything happens early in the morning.
Yeah.
When the day first begins, they end it.
So you got all day to deal with it. That's what I'm saying. You got all day to deal with it. Why not? You know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And, you know, shuts things down.
Mm-hmm. Anton, are you going to make that announcement tonight? Or are you going to wait tomorrow night to do it? Or you don't want to do it? No big deal?
Well, we only have a couple people here.
I put you on the spot. Okay,
no,
we'll wait
till
we get people in there. Well,
and the ones that we have here are not, you know, they're good folks. We have good folks here now.
Mm-hmm. I'll be quiet.
But I can make up. The announcement that I'm going to make, folks, is I enjoyed the show Friday and Saturday. I truly did. But we're not having kindergarten. You know, this isn't elementary school or high school, you know, where you yell back and forth to try to make your point, and I was guilty of it too. You know, but we're here to, you know, hopefully share information. You know, I mean, if you don't agree with what we're saying, you know, fine. You can disagree with us. As long as things is respectful in the chat room and on the line. Now, if you can't be that way, then, you know, I'm sorry. I just don't have time for it. So, you know, I mean, we can talk. If you have something to say, you disagree with us, you know, call in. But also, you have to also take responsibility for yourself. You know, if you disagree, then you got Google right in front of you. Google whatever search engine that you use and use it. You know, look it up. You know, maybe you can prove us wrong, or maybe we'll prove you wrong, or maybe it just doesn't matter. But, you know, as far as the hollering and shouting, like we was in that boxing ring with them two boxers over the weekend, no. You know, we're not going to have the verbal boxing ring matches, because they don't solve anything, and you know the only thing it does, it just distracts from the whole show, and no one is getting anything out of it. And I prefer for people to be able to get something out of it, even if, you know, if it's something that you don't agree with, then, you know, maybe it's something that you can think about later and be like, oh well, I see, or oh, well, you know what, I see this, and let me show this to them. I mean, because maybe you can come back and teach me something that I thought was right, and you can show me where it was wrong, and, you know, vice versa, or enlighten me even more. I mean, because I don't know everything, and I'm sure not all of y'all know everything, because if we did, we wouldn't be sitting here. So that's what I had to say.
Thank you, Sister Antoinette. Private counseling sessions will be held in the Green Room Rectory with Sister Antoinette. Call for an appointment to make sure she's available at the Green Room Rectory. Anyway, the phone lines are open now, so call in with your query, and we'll see if we can help you, too, in these times of woe and need. Sorry, I had to do that.
And 2K, actually, that's an old phrase. A lot of people ask, where's the link? You know, it's, you know, that's an old phrase. I'm telling you, when I used to co-host years ago, everything was, you know, where's your link at? You know, where's your link to prove your fact? I mean, and it's just, it's a shame. I mean, just that people just can't talk. And you're right, and they're sitting at a computer. And that's why I said, you know, you have Google right there in front of you, so use it.
I ain't sitting at no computer. I'm not sitting at no computer. I'm sitting next to it. I'm sitting next to it.
Okay, you still. All right, see?
Yeah, see? All right. Okay, let's take a look at the phone. Let's see if there's anybody. I'm in the chat room looking around. Anybody on the line? Do I need to answer the phone? I can't hear it ringing, so. Anybody on the phone?
I don't know. No one hasn't said anything to me. They haven't put anything in the chat that they're trying to get in. But
well, let me go look
y'all
at the
know that you're welcome
me.
To.
Oh,
pardon me?
There's two of them in there. There's two people in
okay,
here.
Okay, well,
right, let's go.
Let's let
oh,
them
damn,
in.
Damn, sorry, man. All right.
Hello. Hi, Antoinette. Hi, Ron.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. This is Cynthia, what? And I'm glad you made that announcement.
Hello, Cynthia. Well, thank you, dear.
It does somewhat distract, so thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. I would appreciate if people would just adhere to it. But if not,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, the same way how you came in, the same way you can go. I'm not talking to you. I'm just making that as a
right,
part of my
announcement. Can...
You know, and I told Ron, I said, okay, you're going to be ready to fire me, but...
Oh, no. No.
Yes, N2K, he was asking if there was anyone on the phone, if you were on the line or anyone else was on the line, and you wanted to come in and discuss the D.C. naval shooting, then, you know, please call in, and I will get the number for y'all, because I don't
and
know
remember. Why. The counseling sessions are at the Green Directory. Not on the show tonight.
Ron, behave. And the calling number is 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813. And I'm getting ready to put the number in the chat room for you.
I'd like to be. I'd like to make
pardon
a comment in regards to the D.C.
I'm sorry, hon, I didn't hear you. Oh, boy, excuse me. Pardon me?
No, I said I wanted to make a comment in regards to the D.C. Mm-hmm. incident.
Oh, okay,
the
sure.
It just amazes me that these are the individuals that are supposed to be protecting our country, and yet they're being attacked, and they can't catch the person.
Oh, they caught him.
Are they happy?
They
did catch.
They got the person shot. Yeah, they shot the shooter. They caught the shooter. I don't know if he's dead. I didn't catch that part. I couldn't say.
Okay. I thought one of them did get shot.
That they
I've only
one
found, heard of one so far. I just heard
but
one
you
shooter
know,
so far. And they're looking to see if there's any cohorts or whatever.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I'm just curious about how they're making it onto the bases.
Ouch. My body.
Hold on, ladies. Got one more caller. Let's bring him in. All right.
Okay. Ow.
313, you're on the air. I guess they don't want to say nothing. They just want to hang out. Okay. Yeah, that's terrible. My heart does go out to the poor people that lost their lives and their loved ones and the people got hurt. It's sad. You know, the society shouldn't have came this way. But, you know, people have been shooting people since guns were invented around here in this country. You know, just not, this ain't something that's been uncommon. It's just we see more of it, you know, on the
right.
news.
I'm just wondering, how are they getting on the bases? Because I've gone to a base before, and, you know, you have to show ID just to get into it.
Well, I don't know if they're using the military or what the deal was. I don't know. I didn't catch the logistics on him or whatever, what have you, or his definition of who he is or what he is. So I don't know his title, we say. Okay. I don't know. I couldn't say. I couldn't tell you. I got just got parts and pieces. I would say, like I said, I was so busy with everything else going on, I couldn't get a chance to catch the news. But I don't watch the news that much anyway. More into alternative media.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm here, but excuse me for a couple of minutes.
Okay, sure. Absolutely.
Thank you. I'm sorry. No, my granddaughter's leaving. She should have been left.
Right? Oh. Well, hey.
Okay, so excuse
school
me,
hang out
please.
With grandma. All right,
no,
granny.
She got to go to school in the morning.
Oh, yeah, right on. Right on, right on.
Okay, so excuse me for a moment, please.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, man. Wow. Yep, school. Remember the good old days, weren't they? Back when I was younger. Actually, high school was fun. Then the real world came. That was lousy. But anyway, I'm still alive. I survived. High school and college. Wow. Big deal. Anyway, so yeah, man, that's a trip to see that. I don't know what goes in people's mind to do that. I don't. What would push you to do that? You know, there's got to be another way, alternative way to think. But I just, you know, I tell you what, I think a lot of it has to do with, like, the drugs they've had kids on. You figure most of the kids they start on Ritalin and all stuff are adults now. You know, they're, let's say, mid-20s maximum age bracket.
Yeah, so, you're right on that one, because there's a lot of, I guess, when my son was younger, that's when they really pretty much introduced it. I mean, me personally, mm-hmm. I think, you know, good discipline, make a person sit down somewhere, you know, could handle that part.
Right. Right. Well, both my sons, they had an incident on the bus, and they were young, grade school, and the school said we need to take them to a counselor. So we did. We wind up, we didn't know it was not a counselor. It was a psychiatrist, child psychiatrist. And he said he's going to prescribe my kids on these drugs, both of my kids. And I asked him, I said, well, do you understand what a ventilator is? And he goes, well, yeah. I said, well, if you prescribe my kids a type of drug, that is the only noise you're going to hear is beep, beep, that's all you're going to hear. No way would I let my kids go on any type of drug. Because they weren't out of control anyway, first off. You know what I mean? And that was a straight up
a comment also, it's because a lot of these kids are just sitting in the house. And so,
right,
you know, they're not, when we were kids, or at least when I was a kid, you went outside and you played. That's how you got rid of a lot of that energy.
Right. Right, exactly. Now they sit behind a computer on drugs. Their drugs.
Right.
You know, the government drug. And yeah, it's just, my question is, why have they done this? It's not correcting the problem, it's causing problems. But, you know, most of the shooters you're seeing are teen to low 20 numbers, in the 20s, you know. I mean, I don't know every shooter, mass shooter's age rate. I know there's some older ones, but I mean, but the majority of them are in a young age, you know. So is there something triggering that brain? Is it, you know, they're blaming, you know, video games, which, okay, that could be a part of it. But you got to mix it all up. You got the video games, you got the internet, you got the Ritalin or whatever they give them nowadays. And, you know, and no social life whatsoever. You don't see kids playing with kids. You don't see many kids running around neighborhoods no more. You just don't see it. You know, you see people walking around all the time. But it's not anymore. You just, you know, the parks ain't full of kids as much as they used to be and things like that. So there has been a big change because of all this. I mean, I can see it. So I don't, you know, I don't know. That's anywhere you go anymore. What was that? I didn't catch you.
No, I said, I definitely agree with you.
Mm-hmm. And it's sad. It's a sad thing, man. But why do they want this? Why is it being designed this way? Is this the future? We have to destroy our future before we can get it? That's what I'm thinking. And that's a horrible thing.
Is it easier to do mind control when you have a person in an altered state?
Right. Oh, well, sure. I imagine that's very true. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that. I don't know. It's you could think of a lot of things why. You know, that's the thing. But why would you want to kill your future? That's what I don't understand. Why do you want to ruin somebody's future when most of these people make these retarded decisions are old people? You know? But it's I mean, is it getting out of control? I mean, Obama was talking about shutting the government down again. Well, why don't you shut it down, call it quits, go home, call it quits? And things might be a little better for us. You know, I don't wish no bad ill on the government. I mean, hey, you tried, but you just couldn't do it. You know? You just seem not to work out in the best interest of people. Why, you know, why is this country eating GMO food? Why are we eating these chemicals? Why is it allowed into our food products? Why, you know,
no,
why
I'm
can't
not,
we grow our own food?
Stand up for it. Stand up against it. We can stand up against everything else.
The article that was on there, basically it was that a lot of the companies, especially China, they're not putting on there that it was made in China. They're using just a barcode method. And you'll know that it was distributed, you know, from somewhere in the United States, but you don't know where it was actually produced from.
Well, I got a box here that my new router came in for satellite internet. And it says, assembled in America. When that technician was here, you know, installing all this, I said, you ever see that big of a bullshit store in your life? He goes, what's that, man? It's that box right there. He goes, what do you mean? I don't get it. I said, look, assembled in America, but wasn't made in America. It wasn't. None of this was.
So it's not telling us where something actually coming from. Or where it's been produced at, you're saying,
right?
You know, like you said, assembled here, distributed here.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean the parts were made here. That's the thing.
Exactly.
A lot of your cars, foreign ship parts, your cars, everything, televisions, your computer, everything. We just don't make nothing no more. That's worth having. You know, and if it is American built, then Europe paid dearly for it, very dearly. You know, that's the bad part about it.
A company that's coming here from China, now, or Japan, I can't remember which one it's from, but they're going to come here and they're going to assemble the metro links out here. They're going to put them together.
Mm-hmm. With their people.
They're going to actually hire people from our city that. They're going to send so many people back over to where they are so they can learn how to do it and then bring them back here so they can teach the other, all those people, when you work inside of a manufacturer company, I don't know what you're calling that one, my brain went.
Labor?
Yeah, not just the labor, but you know, they call them factory workers.
Okay. Well,
so they're going to hire a bunch of people, you know, like I said, out of my city.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good for us. But you need the contract is one that's in, I forgot if it's Japan or China.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, the Chinese are rebuilding the Golden Gate Bridge with their people. So that was a contract given to them.
But why are they giving the contracts? Why are they giving them the contracts when there's people here that are educated and, you know, able to do the job themselves?
Cheaper price. Cheaper labor cost. Cheaper labor cost. Mm. See? Yeah, it's even they brought it here. They even brought the labor here.
I'm not sure about that one with the Golden Gate Bridge, Ron. My uncle works on the Golden Gate Bridge and has been working on it for the last 15 years. And he works on it
currently. But I've seen the news clip of that about 6-7 months ago. That a Chinese contractor got
the
contract.
Are you talking about the contracts, or are you talking about the actual workers?
The actual workers are going to be Chinese. Chinese contractors.
Are going to be?
Yeah.
Because getting the contract, because I know the actual workers, my other uncle he retired from working on the Golden Gate Bridge, but this was a while back.
Don't they work for the state? But they work for the state, though, right?
Let me see. The Golden Gate Bridge, actually, it is a municipality. I don't think it comes under the state, though.
Okay.
It might be. It's funded by the state, but they're not considered state employees.
But are they public workers? They're not public workers?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Okay, they're public workers. No, I'm talking about independent contractor to rehash the whole thing. You know, I'm talking rebuild. Not maintenance, just rebuild the whole thing, you know. That's what they're talking
about.
That you've got a worked contract. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Right. But
they're
bringing on people. She's great, man. Why not? You're going to save millions of dollars. Why not?
Because that's the way it is anymore. This whole thing started under Clinton administration with the whole Walmart deal. I mean, when you go back to that administration, when he got in the office, you know, he gave Walmart the direct line because the first thing he did was go to China, and then he brokered that deal because China's the largest producer of manufactured goods in the world.
Right. Walmart owns plants in China.
Exporter, should I say. They're the largest exporter.
But I'm telling you, Walmart owns plants overseas, man. They own manufacturing plants overseas.
Yeah.
Yeah. They make their own shit.
And Walmart's right out of his backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas, you know.
Right.
That family.
Yeah, I mean, here, Bentonville, Arkansas, down the street. I'm telling you, ain't part here at all. Yeah.
I mean, so it's all politics.
We're allowing these people to come over and have contracts and build things like the bridge itself. What if they constructed it in a manner that it would collapse?
Oh, well.
Well, I mean, I think what he's talking about is retrofitting because the bridge is already built. It's the same thing they did with the Bay Bridge. It's not that they rebuild it, but in the Bay Area, because I'm from the Bay Area, after we had that Loma Prieta earthquake back in 89, and that top portion of the Bay Bridge had folded down on the bottom portion because in the Bay Area, going from Oakland to San Francisco, you go to San Francisco on the top of the bridge, but you come back to Oakland underneath the top of the bridge. It's two layers. So when that earthquake hit, they shelled out all this money for retrofitting. So it's not that they're redoing, it's just that they're updating
it back
the whole
up
thing.
Right.
So they started with the Bay Bridge, and then they moved to the Golden Gate Bridge, and then they also did the Carquinez and the San Mateo Bridge.
I've been across that bridge, but my whole thing is these are individuals that could make an alliance with our enemies, and they could be, you know, we don't know what their mindset is as far as, you know, doing something that could be underhanded.
Yeah, but I understand what you're saying, but due to the fact that we are in a global economy now, there's really no such thing as enemies anymore, because if I'm doing business with you, we're not enemies. And if I'm letting you come into my backyard and I'm paying you to do business, we're not an enemy. We're in business together.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that we're not enemies. We're just, you know, having a business deal.
Right, but that's the market we're in now.
I can go into a store and not really like their business, but because that's the store that's near me, I still patronize it. Doesn't mean that I
don't
necessarily like it.
I don't do that. If I spend money at whatever business you do and I don't like the way you do business, I will not go back. I just won't do it. And I understand what you're saying. A lot of people will do because of convenience. I'll go out of my way as opposed to spending money with someone who I feel that doesn't do business properly. I'll definitely do that, and I won't hesitate. But back to that whole, you know, with the contracting and all that, when you go back to the Clinton administration and you look at the North American Free Trade Agreement and the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs, that was an incentive for United States businesses to move all of their stuff abroad, because prior to that, in order to import goods, you got taxed on it. Well, now you don't. You can go somewhere else, produce everything that you need, and you can bring it back, and it doesn't cost you anything. And people wonder why all these American businesses, such as the car industry, took everything to Mexico and all of these other different places, because they can produce it cheaper, the labor costs are next to nothing, and then with, other than their shipping costs, once they bring it back, they don't have to pay a tariff anymore. That tax that we normally have for bringing stuff into the country, all of that was eliminated. So if you got a huge corporation, you do it too. It's all about the dollar.
You betcha. Kicked that door wide open, didn't he?
Yeah. And it killed the car industry. And it killed the manufacturing
sector. Right.
Exactly. You had major business sectors that just, and we're
walk
talking
away.
When they kill it, it's the workers that it killed, the people who do the jobs here. It decimated.
Look at Detroit. Look at Detroit. Mm-hmm. There you go. Prime example.
And those people back in the 70s, if you were a United Auto Workers, if you were in that union back in the 70s, man, you were making over $20 an hour, full benefits, the whole nine yards. And that was a lot of money back in the 70s, making over 20 bucks an hour. That was huge. Those people had beautiful homes. And it all went away.
And so is the town. The city of Detroit is going away.
Yep. And then they built some cities based on the car industry, didn't they? Like Lansing and Pontiac, Michigan.
Flint, right, place, all that. Yeah.
Yeah, Flint. Those places were built by the car industry.
Yeah. Yep.
And now they're literally ghost towns. What's that guy's name that does all the documentaries? He did one on Flint, Michigan.
Dude.
With the glasses.
Michael Moore.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did a documentary on that. So, that's just, I mean, it's like corporations are making just ridiculous sums of money. It's ridiculous. I was watching a program where they were showing the different, like, from a certain time period, like what a corporate executive made and compared to the workers within that corporation. I think back in the 70s, they were making like 20 times what the average worker was making in their particular line of business. And like today, they make like over 200 times what the worker makes. Particular business structure. It's ridiculous.
Crazy. Anyway, give me a second. Hello, Sister Nagonia. How are you this evening?
I'm good, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing
good?
Great.
That's
good. But I'm not washing my hands.
Why not?
Jeanette, next Sunday, I need to clean my nails. So I had grease under my fingernails.
Greetings, Aunt.
Hello, Sister Gonya. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
Had a little trouble getting called in, but I finally got there.
Oh, I'm glad you did. And Denise is saying she's from Michigan.
Who is? Okay. Yeah. Well, I heard I talked to Ottawa. She's been on your show a couple of times. I don't know if you remember her. She's in Detroit. You remember her?
Yes.
You remember her, Ron, too?
Yes. Uh-huh.
She
lives
was telling
in Detroit?
Me, yeah, she lives in Detroit. She was
she
telling
the only
me
one
today.
That lives there?
Pardon me?
Is she the only one that lives there? Nobody else lives there.
What do you mean? Is she the only one who lives there? Are you being funny,
Ron? Being sarcastic, more or less.
Nacy lives in Detroit.
he's being
I thought there weren't too many people there. Was population 100 or something like that now there in Detroit? It's dropped a lot.
I don't know what the population is, but she was telling me today that the bankruptcy is definitely on hold. They've ordered an investigation into the bankruptcy, and an investigation has been called for. Oh. Also, I heard a guy call in and say that he lives in Oregon, and for 4 weeks there has been no chemtrails in his area. None.
Well, they ran out of money.
Well, that could
be, but that would be nice if they run out of money for any of it to be sprayed anywhere. Wouldn't that be great?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Navy said that there's no hospital, no schools as of this year in Detroit.
Yeah. So she knows exactly what we're talking about with that Michigan thing.
Oh, hello, N2K.
Oh, hello. Yeah, greetings. I meant to say greetings to N2K also. How are you?
Good, Sister Angonia. How are you?
Oh, okay. Good. No, I'm sorry. Excuse me, y'all. I'm sorry. I was reading in the chat room and answering and did it vocally. I'm sorry. My mind is just not
Sister
there.
Nagonia.
I'm sorry.
Sister Nagonia.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You missed the beginning of the show. You need to go back and hear Antoinette's speech she did earlier. It was a really good speech you really liked. So we get a chance, go back to the archives of the show and take a listen to that in the beginning.
I sure will.
It's public service now. It's so heartwarming.
I never know when he's teasing or when he's serious.
Oh, he was being serious, but don't pay him any attention.
I'm deadly serious. I mean, dead serious.
Well, you can count on me to go back to the archives and listen to her speech.
Okay, great. You shouldn't miss that, really. I'm going to send it to a lot of people to hear it.
Okay.
I'm going to share it with my other friends and stuff.
Okay.
And they'll say, Ron, that's your host? You betcha. You betcha.
He's a good one, too.
You heard that message.
Both of you guys do a great job.
Well, thank you.
If you heard that message. Look, if we was playing good cop, bad cop, he made me the bad cop. I was the bad cop. Okay.
Okay.
Look, and Nisi said, laugh out loud, he's dead serious. I know, he needs to stop that. Why you got to be dead and serious? Can't you be alive and serious?
Well, if I'm dead, it's serious. I'm dead. Seriously, I'm dead. Dead.
Oh, Ron, please.
I quit sucking air. I quit pumping blood.
Okay,
just think about it. Think about it.
Stop cursing your life.
Part of it. No, I ain't cursing nothing. I ain't got to go to the bathroom no more. I ain't got to pay no more bills.
Okay.
I ain't got to talk to no more people. People will leave
in
me
other
alone
words,
finally.
In other words, you're not human, is what you're saying.
Well, when I'm dead, I'm not
anymore. You don't need oxygen, food.
Beer.
When you're dead.
Anything.
When you're dead.
You don't need beer.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Stop right there. No. There'll be a 30-pack in my box with me. I guarantee it.
Oh, it's not going to last you
pack
forever.
Of cigarettes and a lighter.
It's
pack
not going to last forever. Yeah, well, you may catch everything on
I don't
fire
really
down there.
I probably don't need the matches, but anyway, just throw them just in case. I might.
Yeah, well, let me ask y'all a question. Did anyone happen to see the two photos that they showed of, Lord, what's the man's name that they said did this?
Aaron Alexis.
Thank you, Sister Agonia.
You're welcome.
And did anyone see them? Because I said, that's two different men.
Well, are you aware that first they reported one shooter, then they reported two, then they reported three, then they went back to one? They're just putting out false information.
Yes. And in my opinion, my own personal opinion, I mean, I don't doubt that this happened. Don't get me wrong. I believe it happened. And I believe the military is trying to send some kind of message, you know, probably that they don't want to go over and fight Syria, you know, send the rest of their fellow soldiers home too, you know, because they seen that, you know, everything y'all told us is a lie, you know, bring them home and we're not going over to fight your lie. And I was going to say something and... Oh, okay. Now, then when you look at Now, October the 1st, if what they say is true from the UN, that they're supposed to be going door-to-door to get your guns, well, what better reason? You know, because the military's going off. So we gotta take everybody's guns. Then next week, the FEMA for Area 3 is supposed to start, and D.C. is in Area 3.
Well, what's suspicious is the speech yesterday that was made about, you know, the push for gun confiscation again. It's kind of timely to have this incident happening, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, just
now,
like
this is
just,
a little
everything
tidbit.
Everything is just laying out, you know, just, you know, too perfect for them. You know, like everything's just falling right at their feet right at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And Sister Agonia, also today, I just sent it to Ron because I had just seen it, where they arrested a firecracker. Somebody throwing firecrackers at the White House. Now, how in the world is somebody throwing firecrackers, but they're crowded with every ABC group there, that somebody's able to get close enough to the White House to throw firecrackers?
Well, all I know is you can't believe everything you see on television.
That's true, but I didn't see that on television.
Did you see that at?
On an alternative site, you know, which I didn't have a chance to check it out, but they did have a video and everything, too.
But that comment wasn't directed at you. That comment wasn't directed at you, Antoinette.
Oh, I know.
Some alternative sites, they pick up headlines from news. Drudge Report picks up headlines from the news.
Yeah.
They showed the guy getting slammed to the ground by the police and then handcuffed.
Yeah.
With the firecrackers?
Yeah. It was on ABC.
Ron, I sent you that
was
link.
Was he in Rose Garden?
Could you get it for me, please, and put it in the
chat room? He was behind one of those iron gates. I don't know. I wasn't listening. I just had the TV on with the sound off. But he was, the footage was right there. They showed the cops come up, throw him to the ground, face down, put the cuffs on him, pick him back up, and just cart him right off. Might have been Rose Garden. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah, but
you can't
that
walk up on the White House. He was quite a distance from doing any damage, really. But I understand what you're saying, Antoinette. To get that close.
Yeah, I mean, but don't you find that amazing with all those alphabet groups there? How did this man get, you know, even to do that, to even pull out a firecracker and to light it and everything else? And then also, did you hear earlier where they had the people there that was a part of the helping with the Boston bombing, you know, that Boston Marathon? They
mm-hmm.
had. They were there to help, too.
To
so
help
that's why I said
what?
They had all these alphabet groups there. And, you know, but you still had time for somebody to, you know, to even try to throw a firecracker, even if it's a joke.
Well, see, my theory is that you create these scenarios, whether they're true
mm-hmm.
or not. It really doesn't even matter. It is to further justify and create public sympathy for heightened security. That's why you do it. You let certain things happen. You tell people, oh, we found out that this was going to happen and we thwarted the effort. Whatever type of scenario that they want to create, they can create.
And that's exactly
where people,
why I said you can't believe everything you see on television.
Right. So what it does is it further fosters the whole notion of increased security. Because what a lot of people don't understand about that National Defense Authorization Act, basically that gives the whole, what I call now, the security industrial complex, it gives them a blank check. So when these things start jumping off, okay, they don't have to go to, you know, they don't have to have money appropriated for whatever it is that they want to do. The money is there. It's just an endless stream whatever policy they want to implement, whatever they want to put in place, they have, under that act, they have full lateral vertical movement to do whatever it is that they want to do. And the general public, for the most part, they go for it, you know, because that's just how people have been conditioned. So they want people to feel unsafe so that they can feel the need to be watched more. They want everybody to feel unsafe and create paranoia.
Yeah, because fear does work well.
I was reading a story about this young brother who was he played football for Florida A&M. He wrecked his car at 2:30 in the morning, went and banged on this lady's door, scared her half to death. So she called the police. The police show up. Now, he has no weapons. It's three of them. He runs towards the police, right? Because he had wrecked his car. He had ran off the road, and I think he hit a tree or something. He starts running towards the policeman. One just pulls out the gun and just caps him about three or four times and kills him. Now, that tells you something about our police, which is a paramilitary operation anyway. They're not really police. They're not officers. Now, you mean to tell me one person is running at three cops and that your first inclination is to is three of y'all, one of him, he has no weapons, and you shoot the man dead? And you'll notice police don't even subdue suspects anymore. That's been thrown out. Shoot first, we'll deal with it later.
Yeah.
And that's where we are now. That's our society, man. That term, it's a jungle out there. Oh yeah, you can take that one to heart now.
Yeah, that's true. That you definitely can.
It is a straight jungle out there. It's
trench
warfare. And now they got it to where it doesn't matter where we are, what we're doing. Now, you know, if somebody is shooting up a military base, how you going to feel at an office or in a store? We done already went through the whole school thing, so that ain't safe. And I think somebody was saying that, I think it was Wesley was saying that here in Georgia, they're starting this thing where they're going to put they're going to store AK-47s somewhere in the school in the event something breaks out and only certain people are going to know where they are. Really? Assault rifles in a school? I am so glad I'm not a child today.
Lord, look, I was talking to my brother today, and my granddaughter goes to the school where he teaches at, and I told him, I said, you know, they're supposed to start that FEMA stuff next week. You know, make sure you keep an eye on my grandbaby.
Have you all heard the statistics off the Department of Justice website that the areas like Chicago, New York, and I forget the other cities that have passed ordinances, not laws, but ordinances where they're not, well, D.C. is one of them, where you can't have weapons, that the crime rate goes extremely high, as opposed to those areas that still have the right to have guns. The crime rate has gone down 49%. So they hype all this stuff about guns, guns, guns. Oh, it's terrible. Take the guns away. And that's when the crime rate goes up, because criminals know if they're in the no-gun zone area, which it came out that this Navy base, there was only a few people that are allowed to have firearms on the base. They were talking about how some of the personnel. Somebody wants to say something?
Yeah. Would you all like me to play this clip?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Would you like to hear it? Okay, hold on a second.
For the third time in just over a year, we're beginning the broadcast with a deadly mass shooting in this country. This time, the scene was the Washington Navy Yard in the nation's capital. At least one gunman opened fire this morning at the headquarters of Naval Sea Systems Command. 13 people were killed. A number of others, including a police officer, were wounded. One of the dead is the alleged gunman. He is identified as Aaron Alexis, a 34-year-old Navy reservist who has also worked as a Navy contractor. He does not appear to have links to terrorism, and the motive for the shooting is not known. We have extensive coverage tonight from a team of correspondents. We're going to go first to Chip Reed at the Navy Yard. Chip?
Well, good evening, Scott. There are still a lot of unanswered questions here tonight, especially the question of why. But we do know how this tragedy unfolded. Shortly before 8:30 a.m., minutes after the shooting began, hundreds of D.C. police, federal agents, and emergency first responders converged on the Washington Navy Yard, where naval employees, including Todd Brundage, were running for their lives.
Everybody going down the stairs, and people were pushing, people were shoving, you know, people were falling down. After we came outside, people were climbing the wall, trying to get out over the wall to get out of spaces. It was just crazy.
Navy Commander Tim Gyrus was in an alley just outside the building when a man he did not know told him there was a shooter inside.
And I said, well, that's news to me, and that was about the extent of our conversation, and I heard two shots, and he got hit.
As officers went door to door looking for the gunman, employees still inside, like Captain Mark Vandroff, were told to take shelter in their offices.
When someone yelled something about a shooter or shooting, and one of the folks in my office locked the exterior doors, and then everyone went either into the interior offices and locked themselves in, or into the conference room with us.
Many of the victims were on the first floor of the building in an open atrium as Alexis allegedly rained down gunfire from a higher floor. Employees at the base say they are not checked for weapons, and getting guns through security is not difficult for anyone with the proper ID.
I could walk in with a weapon any day I wanted to. That was my disposition. You kind of hoping that everybody else you work with doesn't do that and doesn't start shooting people in your office.
D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray said it's possible there could be a second shooter still at large who was caught on a surveillance camera.
That was the person in the video who was wearing a drab olive uniform, around 50 years of age. Around 5'10", African-American man. We are continuing to look for him to determine what, if any, involvement he may have had.
The shootings led to security shutdowns across the nation's capital. Less than a mile away on Capitol Hill, the Senate went into lockdown, and flights were briefly grounded at National Airport so that they wouldn't interfere with police helicopters flying over the scene of the shooting. As you can imagine, Scott, the possibility that there is still a second shooter at large has people in this part of Washington on edge. They've been urged to stay in their homes with the doors locked.
Chip, thanks very much.
There you go.
There you go.
They didn't catch the second one yet?
They confirmed a second shooter yet.
Okay, so now you know what I'm waiting for? It's a shame. But are they going to do like they did with the Boston Marathon? Remember when they was looking for the brothers and they started going door to door and having people sit outside while they went through their houses?
Good question. Good question.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mighty convenient since they say they don't know the why. He's dead, so I guess they'll never know, huh?
Yeah. I mean,
probably,
but they always,
come up,
you know, they always get him.
Then there's the two different pictures of the man they're claiming was the shooter.
Right. That's why I said they're two different pictures. Did you see that, Sister Gonya?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, but one of them was darker. He had a, you know, thinner face. The other one was, you know, lighter, and he had a fuller face.
No, I didn't see it. No, I didn't see it, unless you sent
me an
email.
Yeah, it was on the television.
That just, it cracks me up when you hear that, television.
Yeah, I would say it's television programming.
Now, this is I'm really sticking my neck out here. This may not have anything to do with anything, but it seems mighty suspicious to me. When Antoinette alerted me of what was going on and sent me an email, and I checked it out on Drudge Report, something told me, look up the last name, see what the history of the name means. So I went on Ancestry.com where they have history of names and meanings. And the name Alexis, it says, I have to read it. As a matter of fact, Antoinette said she sent the email to you, Ron. Maybe you didn't
yes,
have a chance to check it out.
I'm looking at my emails now.
It was curious. And then I went back and looked up his first name, too. There's just too many connections. Let me see where I sent that. Okay, here it is. I thought, you know, it made, you know, people would say, oh, it's just coincidence. I don't know. I don't want to get it wrong, so I'm opening up the email so I can say it right rather than try to say it from memory. You got yours, Ron?
I'm looking.
The title, the email? It's OMG.
Yeah, I got it. That's it.
Yeah, I can't. My computer's going real slow.
I'm looking for mine.
Now the barrel's
defender?
On, so it's going to get.
Oh, I found it.
Does it mean defender?
Yes. Yeah, they got theirs. It means more than that. There's too many connections. Then I went back and looked up his first name, but I don't want to say the first part until you see the surname.
Exactly. Right. Coincidence. Washington Navy Yard shooting leaves at least
No. The meaning of the name is below that. Remember?
Okay,
that's
go below.
Okay, here it is.
Alexis family history, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I highlighted it in yellow, the parts that... Okay,
yeah.
I got mine now.
Okay.
I don't know if I should just read the whole thing because only certain things stuck out at me. What do y'all think? The name means... My whole screen just went blank. And do you know that after I sent that email out to you guys, I tried to send it to my granddaughter. They locked me out of Yahoo, told me there was suspicious activity on my email account. I had to go through you-know-what H to get it back up, and now it's messing with me again. So y'all read it, please, because they won't let me have it. My screen just went blank.
Okay. It is... I was... Alexis family history. Alexis name meaning... French from the personal name Alexis, ultimately from Greek Alexios. Alexios, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Helping, defending. The personal name owed its popularity in the Middle Ages to Saint Alexios, Alexius.
Alexius. Alexius.
Thank you, N2K. About whom many legends grew up. The historical Saint Alexis is said to have lived in the 4th, 5th centuries in Edessa,
mm-hmm.
Thank you. A early center of Christianity in Syria. His cult was also...
That again. Christianity in Syria?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are they chopping off people's heads in Syria? Christians?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Defender and what else?
He was a Christian.
Helping.
No. What it said, the meaning of the name meant defender and something else.
Helping
and
defending.
Helping
and
defending. Yes,
helping and defending.
And there's
yes.
a connection with Christians in Syria, which they're cutting, killing up right now. Huh?
Yes.
And there was another highlighted part.
That's where Alexis lived in the 4th and 5th centuries in Edessa, an early century of Christianity in Syria. His cult was also popular in the Eastern Church, which accounts for the frequency of the Russian personal name Alexis. In North America, this surname is probably absorbed Russian and other... Congenes mentioned to the Hanks and the Hodges, 1988.
So now look at
Source
all that.
Source of dictionary.
Okay.
Source of dictionary, American family names, Oxford University Press.
Now, am I grabbing that straws that you got Russia, you got Syria, you got Christians, and you got Helper and Defender?
Mm-hmm.
Then I went
it
back
kind
and
of
looked
God,
up.
Isn't it?
I went back and looked at the history of his first name, Aaron, and there's a connection to Israel.
Mm.
Yeah, I have that one.
That was an easy dot-to-dot to put together, wasn't it?
Well, I don't
well,
know.
Well, really easy dot-to-dot.
Maybe I'm just, I don't know, maybe I'm hallucinating or something, but that was mighty odd to me.
No, now what you're understanding is why etymology is not a required course in school.
Is that what it is in Duke?
Right.
That's what
right.
it is.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
They don't
That's
want you to know
what it is.
And I mean, they shut me down on Yahoo, and there was all kind of crazy stuff going on in my email box after I sent that out.
I was just there going, you know they don't want that out. They don't want anyone to look at all that like you did.
They don't want you to know what they know and share with other people so
no.
they know. You ain't
okay,
supposed to know.
They said it was suspicious activity on my account. Ain't that was suspicious activity that y'all just read now. That's what they classified it as, suspicious activity on my account.
I'm waiting for the SUVs now.
Oh, okay, that's all I
Tahoe.
But just to further your point, Sister Ngonya, etymology is a very fascinating subject.
Mm-hmm.
Because you learn where words come from.
Yeah.
And then you can connect words to history.
Mm-hmm.
And make a further connection after that, Just like the word church comes from the word Circe, which is a mythological female character who used to invite people into her home, and she would devour them.
Wow.
Yep.
That's just like a church, ain't it?
That's my whole point.
Yeah.
I just kind of shortened it up a little bit there. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Consume you.
Exactly. That's what it is. Consumption.
Yes, indeed.
Money for
like
nothing.
Oh, it ate his children.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to mute out for a minute, kids. I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, I find that very interesting. You know, I mean, that's the reason why I said, is that more like a Manchurian candidate or mind control? And this is all just, you know, thoughts just being thrown out there because, you know, none of us know exactly what's going on. It's just people's opinions. So anyone that has a problem with that is more than welcome to call in as long as they're not going to be disrespectful. As I said in the beginning of the broadcast, that we're not having the yelling and screaming and talking over each other. If you have something to say, then you're more than welcome to say it. If you disagree, that's fine. You know, take time to Google it and, you know, give us something to work on. The only thing we're doing is having a conversation. You know, we're not having a boxing match in the ring. We're just discussing things.
But it's hard. It's really difficult for people to understand things when you don't have a good grasp. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be verbatim. But when you don't have a good grasp of history, and I'm not talking about just American history, but ancient history. And it's a vocation of mine. It's just something I've always done on my own. It fascinates me, just like maps fascinate me. When you go back and you work your way forward, it's a lot easier to understand things that are going on in the time that you're living in because you have something to actually work with. So you're not necessarily grabbing at straws. That's why we're always given that saying, history repeats itself.
Yes.
So the first time I heard that, I was like, history repeats itself. Let me go back. Let me see what really was going on and work my way forward in order to have a better understanding of what's going on. You know, and just like when we're talking about the mind control and Manchurian candidates, I mean, these are things that were talked about hundreds of years ago. I mean, Plato even said it during Greece. He stressed the importance of bread and circus. And the Greeks were required to attend plays. It was mandatory for them to be, you know, entertained. And you take the word entertain. Entertain is a derivative of contain. Get them to come in, and then you can contain them, whether it be mentally, psychologically, consciously, subconsciously, unconsciously, whatever the case may be. So all of these things play a very important role in the stuff that you see going on today. I had referenced another book by Aldous Huxley called A Brave New World that was written in 1931, where the whole book was stressing the importance of advanced technology and how you can have a very controlled society through it. Now, this is 1931, this book was written. And if you read that book now and you look at what's going on today, you would have thought that book was just written a few years ago.
Yeah, they're way ahead of us, aren't they?
Way ahead, man.
Always.
Way ahead. Just like the technology we get. When they put technology on the market, it's already obsolete.
Yeah.
I have
a question from the chat room. I don't know the answer, so if any of y'all know it, but Fly asked, why were 90% of those killed were shot in the head? I mean, I don't know. The only thing I can assume was...
Baby Bay?
Today, Fly, I'm assuming that you meant today.
Well, that would just allude to the fact that it was a sniper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I said. Was he a sharpshooter, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, because I truly don't know. I have no idea, and I'm not going to pretend to act like I do.
Well, let's just put it this way: he wasn't using an assault rifle. Assault rifles are made for crowds; they just spray the place up. So if 90% of the people were shot in the head, this is somebody who's aiming, who is he's a marksman.
Yep.
Is what he is. If 90%
okay,
are shot Fly in the head,
said that you aim for the torso, not the head. Oh.
What does that mean?
Well, if he got 90% in the head, he's a sharpshooter. He's an assassin.
You just don't
get lucky and shoot 90% of your victims in the head. That doesn't happen.
Didn't they say the shots were coming from on top of a building?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought that they
he was
shooting
Brown
down.
Beasley. He was up on a building.
Yeah, yeah.
So if he got him in the head, he was a sharpsshooter.
Very
sure.
Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Military style.
Mm-hmm. Straight out of the Pentagon. Hired, at least.
Yeah, so, hired, okay. Wow. So then, is that a stage false flag? Do you think?
Mm-hmm. But I bet you this is the beginning. We're going to see a lot more of this. Watch.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
It's getting started.
Yes.
Yeah.
They want to change the...
Fly said
now.
It was a military operation.
Sounds like it. If 90% of the
yeah.
victims were shot in the head. Sounds like it.
Yes, it does.
I mean, you know, just that's not. I mean, and come on, who can arbitrarily just go on a base, a military base, and just start shooting people, just arbitrarily?
Well, he had high level clearance.
He obviously.
Yeah, because at one time I remember reading he was a contractor, but then he's from Austin, Texas, and that's why I said now, even with the FEMA, the Region 3, you know, the food and stuff and everything's supposed to be going to Texas. Well, what is it that's going on in Texas that, you know, this shooter was from Austin, Texas.
And
then you have
what?
That man that with the gun.
The guy from Fort Hood that you mentioned earlier?
Yeah,
but
it was another one that.
There was a veteran in a wheelchair that was arrested.
Fly, he said, Houston, not Austin. I'm sorry. Thank you very much for correcting that. The guy, Sister Agonia, that
he was a
gun.
Friend.
Pardon me, that was a veteran. Yes. What part of Texas was he from? Do you remember?
No, but I know that that might have been in Austin, but I'm not completely sure about that because there was two incidents that happened. There was a guy in a wheelchair. He was a veteran. They were going there for some kind of event that they have some kind of it's like a gun rights event, you know. And the other guy, who was a minister, was arrested 200 feet from his car. They were carrying these guns called black powder. And the law says they're allowed to open carry them. And the guy even had the law that gives them the permission to carry them to this event. And the police said they didn't care what the law said, that they, and they arrested him. They arrested the guy in the wheelchair, too. Kept him in jail for overnight. And they said, that, you know, they put him in a hospital ward, but it said it was just like a regular jail cell, and they put the food at the door like he was supposed to be able to get up and walk and go get the food. He had his neck broke in three places, and so he's crippled. He can't move. They took his chair away from him and everything. And now they're threatening to rearrest him. But they're getting ready to have a big event in San Antonio. And the big event is they're going to have a whole bunch of people meet up at the Alamo carrying their guns. So.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. And they said after they do the Alamo, they come into Austin for the next one. They said, because this is where we draw the line, they said, come and get them because we ain't giving them up. That's right.
Oh, boy.
That's what they said. So look, keep your eye on Texas, y'all.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean when I say this is just the beginning. Even though things like this have happened before, I mean, we're getting ready to see an increase in them, I think.
Yeah.
The issue is now that they really want the guns.
Yeah.
Personally, I support the Second Amendment because it's obvious that based on the government's own statistics, where people have guns, criminals think twice before they stick their behinds in somebody's window. When they know there's no guns, and they go ahead and do what they want to, because they're not going to give up their guns.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that you should take anyone's guns away. I think that people have a right to have guns.
Well, the Supreme Court
guns
ruled
are not
that police
the problem.
What?
Guns ain't the problem. You got to get rid of the
people. We didn't say they were. I said I support the Second Amendment.
And I
we
do
need
too.
People control.
I don't see taking away.
That's right.
The guns.
Right.
I said.
Right.
You know,
right.
If you're going to take away the guns, then take away everybody's
no.
guns. I mean,
don't
make sure
away
there's
the
no
guns.
Guns nowhere.
Take away the people. No,
take
don't
away
do
people.
That. Just take away the people. Yeah.
What people?
People control. All the people.
All the people.
People that want to, people that have guns. Leave the gun there and take the people.
Oh, okay. Well, I support the Second
Reverse
Amendment
psychology.
Myself.
I'm just joking.
I get
you.
Okay,
I'm
Ron,
saying,
you know, I can't keep up with you sometimes.
I know. I have to help you. All right. I know. Okay. All right. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. But, you know, everybody blames the people. That's right. People are at fault who play with guns like that. you know, that is, and it makes it bad for everybody else that has guns that don't do bad things like that. But, you know,
yeah.
It is a weapon. It's a system of death. It's what it is. That's what it's what it is. It has no other purpose but death. You know, you can't take a firearm and, you know, like me, I hunt. And what to do? I kill something with that thing.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Are you saying, Ron, that the veteran that was carrying the black powder gun and the man that were going to the gun event were wrong for carrying their guns?
Of course not.
Oh, okay. You said people play with guns. I didn't know what you were talking about.
They're designed in society to think that way where they don't have people. You know, they want people to be scared of it. You know, they want to think they just put the bullshit that guns are really bad. We need to get rid of them. A bunch of soccer moms crying, you know, like, we need control guns. We get
rid
of
you're breaking up.
Our future, you know, our future, get rid of the guns, you know, but that's what, you know, you see it all the time.
And well, the Supreme Court rules that police officers have no legal responsibility to protect you.
Right.
That's a Supreme Court ruling. And nine times out of ten, if something goes down, they're not going to be there anyway. So you have a responsibility to protect yourself.
Well, they're not police officers. They're policy officers.
Well, I'm sorry. Conditioning runs deep. They're policy enforcers and revenue collectors.
Right, right. Exactly. Thieves, thugs.
For collecting me.
That's what it is. You know, I remember as a kid growing up, the criminals up there at the courthouse. What are you talking about? Think about the people in jail. They weren't talking about them. They saw the people in the police. Them were the criminals. Mm-hmm. Right. They were very right. You know,
you're breaking up a little bit or bubbling.
I'm thinking Lawrence Welk. Oh. Am I a little bit better?
Yeah, talk some more.
I don't want to talk no more.
No, you're still bubbling. You're still bubbling.
Still bubbling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I guess my name is Bubbles
clear.
Now.
No.
What's that?
You're sounding good.
I'm good now?
Yeah, you're great.
Yep, you're fine. Now, don't move.
Not really. Okay.
Why did you move?
Antoinette Brown Beasley said he just put up a link for you.
Yes, I've seen, but I don't see it yet. At least 10 postal workers killing. Yeah. You know what? When you initially said the postal workers, I thought you meant like it was a bunch of them doing it. You know, but I misunderstood you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Beasley.
I know a few postal workers I would suspect as being crazy and doing something like that. Like my mail lady. My mail lady. I asked her one time, so why do you have a gun rack in the back of your truck? Just in case.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Why you
well, you live up in the mountains, so that's understandable.
Yeah. We've had a lot of bear activity lately.
Yeah.
So, you know, you never know. That or hogs. Hogs are another thing that are pretty dangerous around here. But
are they wild?
No, they're tame. They're real pleasant. Good company, good friends to have, the hogs, yeah. No, they're not. They're not tame. They're wild.
No, I mean, you know, when you get, not the hogs, but the boars.
No, they're not tame. Well, hogs,
I know they're
boars,
not tame, but you know the wild ones where they just really.
Yeah, well, let one charge at you and catch you.
Thank you. That's,
well,
isn't that what I said, N2K? Boars?
Yeah, those are boars. The wild ones.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're also hogs, too. There's a federal hog, then you got I used to know all these. But they're actually, the federal's actual hog, and that we see more of those than anything else. As far as boars go, we do see those because they're so close to Arkansas, and Arkansas has a lot of razorback, you know, red boars.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of those around. They're pretty mean, too, but, yeah, I don't mind. And there's no season on those anymore here in Missouri. You can shoot them any time of the year. It don't matter. Because, they, as a matter of fact, the new rule, when you shoot one, they want the head off it. They want the head for testing the brain.
What do they want the head for?
Some type of testing on the brain. I don't know what it is. Found out.
Well, guess you better watch out what your next vaccine is coming, huh?
I don't know. They could be selling them, making money. Who knows? I don't know what the deal is with them. I just said testing.
Is it going to contain? Is it going to contain pork?
Well, I'm sure it's a pork. It's a hawk. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, is it going to contain pig brains or something?
It could.
I mean, anymore, who knows? I mean, because some of these vaccines are made with different animal products.
Animal
you know,
parts.
Like they say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know with the flu one, they say if you're allergic to eggs, you know,
mm-hmm.
then you don't have to take it if you're allergic to eggs
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that.
Right.
So, you know, then, you know, okay.
You don't
want to
hear something funny? I was
What's
talking
that?
To a brother of mine, a black friend of mine, real good buddy of mine, known most of my life. And,
mm-hmm.
I told him I'm going to have a barbecue. He goes, what you cooking? I said, I'm going to cook some steaks, pork steaks, whatever. But he goes, man, I don't eat pork. I said, oh, man, don't give me that shit. He goes, man, I don't eat pork, Ron. I said, all right, fine, good. Don't be got to eat none, motherfucker. Tough shit. So anyway, he comes over, his wife. And I got beef steaks and everything else going to a bunch of things, you know. And he comes over, he cracks open a beer, starts drinking it. And I called him a liar. I said, you're a liar. He goes, what you mean? I said, you're a liar. He goes, what you mean I'm a liar? I said, because you said you don't eat no pork, man. He goes, I don't eat pork, man. I said, yeah, you do, man. You just drank that beer. He goes, that ain't no pork, man. I said, he's got pork product in it. He goes, bullshit. I said, you want to see? Took him in the house, pulled a computer up, popped it up for him. He goes, I'll be damned. The lining of a hog's stomach is put into beer to keep it clear.
Ooh.
That's why people say there's a pork stop in every can. So there is pork in beer. So, yeah.
Mm.
How you like
Learn
now?
Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. The lining of a hog's stomach is put into beer to make it clear. So, there you go. He blew his mind. He freaked out.
I bet
I don't
he
care
did.
What kind of beer you're drinking. Yeah, he
wow.
got old man. I said, too late. I told him you might as well have a pork steak. Now you done screwed up.
Yeah, you didn't just mess me up, too, because that's the only thing I could have if I wanted to have a little. Something was a beer. Now I can't have that.
Oh, see, I don't even like the taste of it. I never did.
Hmm.
Well, you know, learn something new every day, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ron, have you heard? Have you heard any info on what went down when they disarmed Australia? I've been curious about that. If there was any resistance.
You know, they did it to Canada, too, didn't they? So, I don't know. I don't think so.
They also did
I
the UK.
Know.
The UK's been disarmed, too.
Right.
Yeah, so this is, they're all eyes are on the U.S.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a hot one here. What do you think?
I think you're probably right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No more home of the free. No more. It's all over.
I don't know.
I don't know how.
But
it
seems
that
people are starting to wake up. They're doing something.
Right.
I mean, people aren't just taking things. Just that. You know, they're just not taking things just. What's the word I'm looking for?
At face value.
Just on blind faith anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like I say, keep your eye on Texas. They calling for 10,000.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Huh?
The stars
are you're singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deep in the heart of Texas. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Yeah. I remember that song, Brown Beasley.
give me a pig foot and a bottle, not a bottle of beer, it's a bottle of gin, isn't it? And a bottle of gin. Yeah, it's gin. It's a pig's foot in a bottle of gin. It was made by, okay, wait a minute. Billie Holiday.
That reminds me. Time I was at a bar, this guy was eating some pig's feet there at the bar, you know.
And I said to him, I said, nasty. They look nasty. They ain't in them. Jars
said,
and everything in the mason jars.
I said, hey, man, you like corn with that? He goes, what you mean? I said, that corn, that hog looks like it had corns. Yeah, that's a stick joke. Bad joke.
Oh, those are pickled pig's feet. Okay. Beasley, I remember my grandmother used to have them lined up in the pantry, but I didn't eat any of them. I wish you never want to all that mess.
Antoinette?
Yes, ma'am.
Pumpkin said y'all are making her feel sick.
Hey, look, I don't blame her. It makes me sick. I'm sorry, Pumpkin. I can agree with you. Ron?
Yes, ma'am.
She says bottle of beer. Okay. I always thought it was a bottle of gin. But Beasley, Mr. Beasley put the link in for... the song, Give Me a Pig's Foot and a Bottle of Beer. You look up and you can see the YouTube link for it. Can you give us a musical break for a minute and I can go put on some
You
coffee?
Want to hear this classic too?
Yes, please. Does anyone mind?
Okay, give me one moment.
Thank you. Thank you, Beasley, for putting it in for us.
Well, mate, it's going to be a minute. Hang on. It's not cooperating.
Okay.
Okay. I meant to bring it back up.
Yeah, I remember eating those pig feet when I was little. My grandmother loved them.
Yeah, see, I never ate them.
And she would take me fishing and bring hog head cheese and crackers.
I never had that either.
All right.
All
right, Kate,
no.
You ready for this?
Yes.
You ready for this?
And then I didn't even move to go and put my coffee on, but I'm looking forward to hearing that.
I'm looking forward to hearing that.
All
right, they all congregate and all night hop. And what they do, ooh, Papa Doc, old Hannah Brown from way across town gets full of corn and starts bringing them down. And at the break of day, you can hear old Hannah sing. Give me a pig foot and a bottle of beer. Send me a cake, I don't care. I feel just like a wallflower. Give the piano player a drink because he's bringing me down. He's got rhythm, yeah. When he stomps his feet, he sends me right off to sleep. Check all your razors and your guns. We're gonna be arrested when the wagon comes. Give me a pig foot and a bottle of beer. Send me a call. I don't care. When it stops, his sun, do the huckabuck until the rising sun. Give me a pink foot and a bottle of gin. Move me cause I'm in my sin. Give me a pink foot and a bottle of gin.
And that was Billie Holiday on the Oldies
yeah.
but New Old Ancient History Music Extravaganza.
The best ever.
It was back when music meant something. Mm-hmm. When music meant something. Oldies but goodies on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, that sounded good, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I ain't heard another her work in a long time.
No,
you,
I haven't either.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has.
I have a 3-CD set.
Sweet.
Yeah, I bought it when I was in New York.
Mm.
Well, hey, we're getting close to that time there, Antoinette.
What time is that?
Like 12 minutes to dead time.
Really?
Overtime. Yeah, really.
Wow, I didn't even notice. Wow. See, it's
came
been a peaceful
nine.
Conversation tonight. We, okay, 9 your time, 10 my time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See, you're already in tomorrow, and I'm still in today. I'm in your past. You're
well,
in my future.
Well, look, see, 2 nights in a row, I stayed up all night long. I didn't go to bed mm-hmm. till 6 and 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
that's my excuse. Well, folks, we
okay.
have 11 minutes left before we go into overtime. So please call in so that you can be a part of the show or to listen to the show. The call-in number is 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813. And as always, our chat room is open for you. And I'm going to post the number in the chat room for you also. So please call in and enjoy us, because I would hate for any of y'all not to be able to participate. Thank you.
And
okay.
I will open all the phone lines. Unless you can, I really have to mute you. To let you know now.
Yes, because I gave my speech twice, did I not?
I like the first version better.
Oh, well, I don't remember how the first version went.
Took about 30 minutes airtime.
Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah, B.G. Smith, yes. See, I like the old jazz and the old blues. That one, Lord, and my cousin teased me about it because I had sent it to my uncle for his birthday. All I want to hear is some down-home blues. Down-home blues, that's what it's called. Because I love down-home blues. ZZ Hill.
ZZ Top.
Is that right? Hi, Jay. How are you?
All right. Good evening. How you doing?
I'm fine, sweetheart. It's good to hear you.
Same here.
Ron, Ray wants some of your manure over in his yard. I don't know if he wants yours personally from your waste or if he wants your animals.
Okay. Well, we have all types of blends of products here in the manure line. We got human, we got mule, we got rabbit, we got chicken, we got goat,
rabbit,
cow,
yeah.
cattle, horses. We got it all. We got more shit than anybody can handle. We got this shit right here now. So you get a hold of us here on BTR on the Ron Rex Show, and we'll start auctioning off by the pound, by the gram, or by the ounce of the most purest manure you ever want to have. Come see us on the
the Chinese night special when we have Chinese manure when we go out for Chinese food. The next day it will be available.
$50.
$50? Long time.
$50.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just.
And for those of you Italians.
It's tough to grow some food. Some food is really tough to grow. I got to know what you do. I was listening to somebody today. They said, if you don't know how to cook, man, just don't cook for me. Just move on.
Yeah. I'm going to cook a turkey.
Legal. I have froze a bunch of tomatoes.
I'm cooking a turkey. I cook a turkey at least once a month, maybe every other month, but I love turkey.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I love turkey.
You can cook a turkey and all the dressings and have Thanksgiving all the time, and it lasts a few days.
Yes, it lasts me even longer. Because most of the time, you know, my children are grown, so most of the time it's just me. So
when I cook,
So when I cook it, it gets frozen and everything else. So that way I can just pull out some and just heat it up, and there it goes.
I like cooking the smaller turkeys better than the big ones for some reason. Seems like I can cook those a little better.
Yeah, well, I brought a turkey breast because I don't eat the dark meat.
Oh.
I just like the white meat.
Billy Holiday said the dark meat is sweet.
Oh,
yeah, but I don't like the dark meat. Oh, I don't like the dark meat of the turkey, the chicken. I only eat the white meat.
I just put me out 2 pounds of chicken thigh.
Oh, man, East Coast, why don't you get some breasts or some wings?
Because breasts dry out too easily. I could take the
No, you're not cooking them right.
Yeah, when I'm only cooking chicken, man. Shoot, I got to get the corn ready. I got to get the other, the biscuits.
Yeah, but you're not cooking it right. Mine don't dry out.
I'm real quick watching the chicken. I want to try some of that bacon wrap breast.
It's for you.
Oh, okay. No. Ron, is that you?
No. No, it ain't me.
No,
that's
see,
Beasley.
Oh,
that's the
okay. Leave
you, don't like
Beasley,
you don't like a whole lot of mixings with your chicken, do you, Aunt? You just like that breast. That was
no, you know, honestly and truly, when I cook mine, I bake it. I bake most of my meats I bake. But I bake it with my vegetables.
Yeah.
And I cook it slow. So I let it cook for like 2 hours. So
right.
it's real juicy, and it just comes right off the bone because I like the meat to fall off the bone.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight to eat. You know, I want to just slide right off.
With that chicken thigh, and you throw on the fried okra, the mashed potatoes, the macaroni and cheese, some baked beans, you got to have that dark meat to pump that flavor up, or hell, you forgot what you're eating chicken.
Did you say okra? Did you say the word
fried
okra?
Okra, yeah.
How
okra.
Much you want? How many tons of the shit you want? I got 86 plants out here growing. How much do you want? I'm not bullshitting you.
Oh, yeah, he was saying he wanted to give away.
Hey,
Ron, I can eat okra every day. I can eat it every
day.
Well, I can ship it to you.
I'll take some too, Ron.
Full of that shit.
We'll work it out.
All right, we'll do that. I can do it, though. I'll guarantee it. Matter of fact, some friends of mine gave, you know, some cucumber stuff to, and she ran to me today and says, you know what, man, them cucumbers have a sweet taste to them. They were really good. I said, yeah, that's how I grow them, man. It's, you know, I like to grow them the right way. I don't put no bullshit into them. There's no chemicals, and you're actually eating the actual plant. You're not eating no trash. There's no Miracle-Gro on my shit. There's no nothing in it. My animals eat nothing but organic food. Now let them eat off the land. That's how they live. That's, you know, that's the way it works. I mean, all the hay I buy for my animals are definitely, it's cut quality hay. It ain't been amplified, fertilized, and shot. You know, healthy. I like it healthy. And I pay a little extra for those things, but I tell you what, it's worth it in the long run. You know what I mean? As far as growing vegetables, plants, I don't have a bit of problem with that. Green peppers, I mean, I've grown them things, corn, tomatoes, 5 or 6 different strains of tomatoes, green beans, watermelons, of course, okra, you name it, radishes, squash, lettuce. I mean, yeah, I get into it pretty serious. And, you know, like tomatoes, you know, a lot of people, well, I don't know how to can things. You don't have to can much anything except, like, cucumbers. You definitely got to pickle those or whatever you're going to do, which I do that, too. But, like, tomatoes, you can take a whole tomato and freeze it. You don't have to worry about peeling it, doing shit to it. Wash it off, throw it in a freezer bag.
When you're ready to use it, that's the way I do with my corn. My corn, but I don't husk it or anything. I just take it as it is and just throw it down in the freezer.
Absolutely. Yeah, there are easier ways to maintain it. But the black creme tomatoes I got this year, I froze most of them. I still got some coming, but, you know, I'll freeze all those and use them for, like, chili or stews or whatever I use tomatoes with. You know what I mean? Just peel off the skin, and, man, there you go. You got a perfectly good tomato. And, you know, it ain't no GMO. You know, and it tastes better.
Yeah.
It's a better flavor. Yep. Yep. The black creme tomato is a better sauce tomato than anything. I mean, they're good for sandwiches, so like that, but I like it much better in sauces. You know, chili or whatever, spaghetti sauce, whatever. You know, whatever you're making. This has a better flavor to it to me. But they are difficult to grow. You have to know what you're doing with them. Things are very particular.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Romas, cherry tomatoes, beef steaks, big times.
Yeah, see, I like cherry tomatoes. Yeah. I don't care too much for the other ones.
I got enough of those.
You know, maybe because they were always around, you know, between my parents and my grandparents, everybody always had tomatoes, and they wanted to stick at you here.
You got 90 seconds. Call in, folks. 90 seconds.
Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I wasn't even paying attention.
That's okay.
I just put the number in the chat room again. I'm sorry. Look, I haven't even made my coffee yet.
You drink coffee at this time of night?
I drink coffee 24/7.
Gosh. Yeah. I like coffee. It's good to get my motor revved up in the morning. And maybe if I'm lagging a bit in the afternoon, but if I were to drink it this time of evening, like, I like strong coffee.
I do, too.
Yeah, real strong coffee, like 30 weight. I would, I wouldn't be able to sleep tonight.
No, but coffee doesn't have that effect on me. When I was younger, like 19 or 20, I worked 11 to 7. And I would drink coffee all night, come home and drink coffee, and go to bed, and then I had to be back at work at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It don't sound because you're burnt out.
And so it just stuck with me for 30-some years.
Yeah.
Still, because I still drink coffee all the time. I drink coffee and go right to sleep.
I used to have a job that had to be there at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I used to have to leave the house around 5:20. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you
got
to
better call
up.
In. You got 10 seconds. Call in now.
You got to get up at 4:30, quarter to 5, and you got to try to go to bed early. But I would make this, like, real, real strong coffee, and I would pour some. That's how I drink it now, in fact. I drink mostly iced coffee, and I put these those Coffee Mate creamers in there, or the International Delights. Oh, my God, it's so good. And I would drink that thing down out of a thermos before I hit the freeway. By the time I got on the freeway, I feel like I was on a magic carpet. I'm completely alert, and then I would drink coffee at work. Just to keep you, like, to keep you kept up so you don't fall asleep because you're getting there at 6 o'clock in the morning. By Thursday, I've drank so much coffee, I start to have anxiety issues. You know?
Yeah.
You've got a tolerance. But
it's like a meth addict.
You know,
well, you know what? I'd rather be addicted to coffee than to be addicted to meth.
It's a stimulant. It's a stimulant. And, you know, you overdo any stimulant, you're going to have... You're gonna have similar reactions.
The
so
effect.
No,
yeah,
so I wouldn't drink it on the weekend for anything. I was like, I gotta.
Oh
get
no,
off
I gotta
stuff.
Have I gotta have my coffee all the time.
We're
Look, Beasley, before I go to bed at night, honest to goodness, I will not go to sleep if I don't have cigarettes when I wake up.
I have to have my coffee, mm-hmm. my half and half, and my sugar. If I'm missing anything, then I'm staying up right. all night long until the store opens in the morning.
Wow.
Cancer. So I can go to the store and get it.
That's
you talking about half and half the liquor?
No, half and half the cream.
Just have the half and
oh,
half.
Oh, there is a liquor called half and half, too. Whiskey called half and half.
No, I don't drink. Look, I don't drink, Ron.
You smoke cancer sticks, though?
Glue sticks.
Yes, I smoke cancer sticks.
You smoke glue sticks.
Okay, we're not getting on them, all right? Just stop it.
Right, right. Give me a break. I'm hooked on them.
Thank you, Beasley.
Right.
Thank
aspartate,
you.
Cole
you
try
to.
Aspartate,
so you think,
Cole
right, right. She have a, I have a nice personality in here. Let me stop smoking and I'll start cursing you guys out every
great.
Day.
Look, and that's the way I would be.
I, well,
look,
yeah,
you know,
no,
that's the reason why
smoke.
My children
smoke.
Were able to grow up is because I smoked.
Right.
If I didn't smoke cigarettes, they wouldn't have made it to be grown folks.
Let me ask you
this.
Three kids? You had three kids or two kids?
I have three children.
I figured you had three for some reason. Now, do they any of them smoke or just one of them?
Two. My youngest, two. My youngest son told me when he was a teenager, you know, he was trying to beg me to quit. And he told me, he said, Mom, if you don't quit, then when I get old enough to smoke, I'm going to smoke. You know, and I call myself threatening him and everything else. You better not. And he did it anyway. And my daughter, I don't know why she did it, but she did it too. And she had no business doing it.
You just tried. I tried it when I was eight. And I was like, wow, it made me turn green. I blew it out. I was like, whoa. You have to really want to smoke.
I didn't start until I was 18. I started smoking weed. I started smoking weed when I was about 10. And then cigarettes came in my life when I was 18, 19. That's
wait,
how I started.
You started weed first, and then you went to cigarettes?
Yep, sure did.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yep.
See?
The cigarettes
kind of
helped drag the buzz along further, I thought, you know, whatever. I got addicted to nicotine. But I'm going to put my property up for sale, letting everybody know it's going to go up for sale. It's property in Missouri. Because I'm moving to Colorado or D.C., one of the two places. They got recreational weed now. I'm going there.
Well, California.
You better
California,
stay where you
California.
Are.
California's a bit expensive, and it is good, man. It is
and
good.
He has
oh,
all of that land. You can grow your own and just hide it.
I've been there several times.
You can grow your own legally in California enough for your personal use.
Right.
I mean,
that's right.
But
six
some
plant.
People, yeah. That's
plant.
Enough for your
yeah.
personal
that'd
use.
That'd be plenty. That'd be
and
plenty.
And if you do that properly, that'll give you enough. And it's really a wonderful time. You know, of all the crazy
well,
things and all the bad
plants. Average plant's 3/4 pound, generally.
Right. That'll float your
that'll
boat
you
for a while.
Beer.
But you
oh,
can
yeah.
have a few. You can have a few different strains going. You can have a
mm-hmm.
one that's going to give you a cerebral
right.
feeling. I call it a
right.
yarmulke high, where it's just really getting the mm-hmm. top of your head. You can kind of function off of that. And then there's
right.
the then there's the indicas, which are stronger, higher in THC. Yeah, beside all the crazy things in the world, it's a really wonderful time as far as cannabis.
Yep.
Go to the mm-hmm. store. Pick it out. Well, they don't really let you try it. In fact, they don't even let
I've
you touch it.
I've done most of my best work being high. You know.
Better
than cigarettes. See, the only thing I do is smoke cigarettes and drink my coffee, so that's it for me.
I can never go on stage after getting high. You know what I mean? I can
right.
walk on a stage high.
Might freeze
I
up. I don't think I can.
I thought
well,
that's the way
how
most entertainers did it.
No, usually it's cocaine, no. but that's what you jump on stage with. Those line of cocaine.
Well, I mean, that's still high,
but,
isn't it?
This
you're
weed
high.
They,
you're supercharged.
This weed, exactly. This weed they have out is so strong, it's like, you know, it'll make you a little dumb. You'll forget what to say.
Yeah.
Like, who, me?
Right.
Yeah, you can forget what to say.
You
in fact,
know not dumb out.
But I've done it. I've
already. You don't mess with that stuff, do you, baby?
Oh, everybody smoked weed.
You know, playing in the middle of a song, I lost the song. You know what
music,
I mean? You got to cover that up.
That's some memory shit, but at the most
now,
part.
As far as me recording, me doing any recording work or playing when I'm by myself,
head.
It's a small group, I don't have a problem.
You might do a whole
I can be
orchestra.
Right,
I, Listen, let me ask you. You could do a whole, I bet you could do a whole album by yourself playing all the instruments.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Don't you bet.
And play different chords and all type of different type shit. Am I right?
I just record tracks, brother. I can record my whole self, do a whole band. Just record different tracks. Record a track me playing guitar, track playing drums, keyboard, sax,
and then
singing.
Mix it down.
Then mix it all together. Right, there you go. That's how you do it. Most records are done. There's tracks already made. You know what I mean? For these songs, you know? You could have musicians all over the planet just record that one track, each track, and send it to one place and be cut on a flat disc, and there you go. There's your master. You're done. So you don't have to all be in the studio at the same time. A lot of people, the whole band's in the studio. No, that ain't always the way it goes.
Well, now they got the Pro Tools where you're able to actually do a live session with somebody in the other side of the world at the same time.
Right, 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 exactly.
Internet.
Right. Right.
Session.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Technology.
Yep, done a lot of those. Yep.
So, Ron, is this a false flag?
I think so.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I mean, that many headshots. What was the headshot average on that NTK?
Well, I'm concerned. I'm trying to get a military contract. I'm trying to get a government contract. I hope this guy didn't mess with no clearance or nothing. For a lot of people, you got to realize this NSA guy who spied on us, he don't have a high school diploma. You know, these government contractors, they're going to get tight. You know, I just hope, you know, they give people chances. I don't have a record anyway, but I'm just saying, not just me, throughout the nation, it's getting tight. You know, the DOD did his background check, and, you know what I mean, they let him go through. A lot of companies, you know, if you know somebody, they just go ahead and let you go through. And because, you know, the person can see something, but if they allow you to go through and trust you, they'll have, you know, they'll let you have a job. A lot of people who have criminal records, like drug records, they can't get a job, and people just don't give them a good chance. A guy like this, who somebody may have given a chance, he messed it up. See, and they always tell the people who, you know, come out of jail and somebody give them a chance, be the example. Don't go on your jobs messing up because someone else is coming behind you. You see what
Anthony,
I'm saying? And we try to get people.
Excuse me. I'm sorry to cut you off. I know you don't like that, and someone's always cutting you off, and I think it's so unfair. But Antoinette said her call dropped and she would like someone to call her. She's asking for Ron to call her. That her call had dropped.
Okay, hold on.
I don't think they're gonna hold you responsible for this guy. You don't know this guy. I mean, I don't think they're gonna look any differently at you because this guy, you know, wilded out,
well,
so to speak.
Me, I'm just talking about in general.
Black
I'm
people
just
in general
all over.
Yeah,
well, and anybody in general, because like I said, sometimes people have to give people chances. A lot of our folks have criminal records, and we try to get jobs.
What about
change their life up, and people try to, you know, people give them a chance. And I said once before, because I know a lot of people got criminal records, and when jobs want to hire ex-cons, but the ex-cons have to have set a good example. The ex-cons can't come on jobs messing up, and then the other person who comes out, and you may set a bad example for the whole pool.
Let me ask you a question.
That's the only thing I'm saying.
Especially if you go to work and shoot 12 people in the head.
Let me ask you a question, all right, in that respect. Aren't there people that have a regular job, I mean, no record, right, and they work
flip
at
out.
These jobs, and they flip out, exactly. Right, and that's
right.
Number one. And number two was this. This brother, right, was trained by the Navy, am I right? Right or incorrect?
Right, right. Who knows
so
what
who
they did to
killer?
Him?
Who made him a killer? Who made him a killer?
They did.
You know?
They did.
You know?
Who knows what they did? They might have gave
that's
him
what I'm saying.
They might have gave him the NK Trotter training on this and set
Listen.
Him off.
Listen, they saying that right now the investigation is still early, which is that's understandable. But what came out, because they can retrieve records and some information, was that he had PTSD.
You know, he could have been MK Ultra and trained to do this from birth.
Right,
okay?
But you can't.
And they carried him along.
Oh,
but you know what else?
PTSD,
Let me finish.
I was just getting you back. I thought you.
Okay. It's no problem. No problem. You want to go ahead?
No, go ahead, please.
What do you mean, MK Ultra, brother? What do you mean?
Go ahead and Google it. MK Ultra is a
chemical.
It's mind control. It's a process that's used for mind control, and there's many ways of doing it. But did you see the movie Zero Dark Thirty, where they're waterboarding the guy, then sticking him in the, then sticking him back in the cage, and then denying him food and tying him up? And that's a form of MK Ultra to get what you want out of people. But it's a dissociative identity disorder, and they But now I'm saying that, so if, all you got to do is Google it, and there's a lot of information on it. There's a lot of information on it. But it's like they program someone from birth, and they give them these negative experiences, and then the way the brain works is that it covers up those negative experiences, and that's a different identity. And then they'll raise the child as this other identity, but they're able to trigger this old person. And this old person fears his handler, because his handler beat him and raped him and burned him with cigarettes and tortured him and waterboarded him when he was 2 years old or 3 years old, so they can get him to do anything. But this guy could be an MK Ultra candidate, or he could have just had a real bad day and just said, F it, the world, and I'm going to shoot this thing up. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, like they
and know what? Nobody else knows except maybe his handlers.
Right.
You can't say for sure that this guy was a mind control and set up to do this and set up to do a false flag attack. I mean, it's quite possible, but it's not 100%.
But it
contributes to
the government to want to push more and more for, you know, the so-called, you know,
gun control.
Not gun control necessarily, but also you know, with us you know, less freedom of more information on who are we dealing with, you know. I mean, just the, I guess they're gonna come down to a point where they just say, listen, we can, as much as we know, we don't know who's gonna flip out, but we want information on everybody just to have it. Just
they're doing
case.
That anyway. Okay. Apparently, from what I'm understanding,
I'm like this.
Yeah,
I'm like this.
Yeah.
If I need to get a job, you can check all my background. Check me, get me that job. But what I'm saying is, if I want information out of somebody, if somebody got somebody hostage, I might torch the shit out of them too.
Mike.
To get information out of them. I
Mike.
May.
Well, hey, y'all,
check
this out.
Depends
check.
On what the
Mike.
Situation
Mike.
Is.
Mike, you hang out with subversives that think radical thoughts every day.
Hey,
every
y'all,
day
we're
you hang out with subversives
minute.
That think all kinds of radical thoughts.
We're going to take a little music break here for just a second. We're going to listen to some tunes real quick, so hold on.
Yeah, we're right.
This is for me, y'all.
This is for me.
Down on blues.
Because you so special. Get your party jumping. Everybody's having a good time. And you know what's going through my mind. Do you mind if I get comfortable and kick off these shoes? While you fixing me a drink, play me some of them down home blues.
There you go, ZZ Hill. There you go. That's a good old song. Been a long time for that one too, Parmy.
Wow,
I mean, you see, I'm old. Older.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite blues songs. I always loved that one.
I got a call from Comcast this morning, Ron.
Oh, yeah? How they doing?
You know, they're just like, they're down there with the fire and brimstone. But no, it was an interesting call. It wasn't on the, I got two lines here, and it wasn't on the normal one they called. And it said, CSA agent. And I said, I don't think I should answer this call, but fuck it, I'll answer it. So I picked it up, and it was Comcast, and they said that I went over 5,000 minutes. And, you know, I make a lot of long-distance calls. So I said, so what the heck are you calling me for? He said, well, I said, when I got, I already knew what it was about because you guys told me you guys got the call.
Yeah, I got the call.
When I signed up for this, it was unlimited.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, but I said it was unlimited.
Right.
And now you're trying to change it in the middle of the arrangement.
Right. Without renegotiating the contract.
That's a breach of contract.
Well, they send you those disclosures. Who reads that stuff? Those disclosures.
No,
really...
they didn't tell you that it was updated on their website.
I didn't know until you know. I thought it was a joke. I was like, oh, they'll never call me. No,
it was updated on their website in 2011. You know, randomly go to their website.
Right.
And see what changes that they're making.
Mm-hmm.
I says, I guess now. You know, you better check for data service, make sure you're not downloading too much. Because I see where, when I did go and I looked at, you know, my minutes and stuff like that, I wanted to see, okay, well, you know, I seen where they even had data usage. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, come on.
But what is that, cable or telephone?
All of the above.
For the phone.
Oh, wait, what, landline or cell phone?
Cable,
internet,
television.
It's not a landline.
It's called the bundle.
Yeah, you know
landline.
What they do? They're becoming a conglomerate. They got their hands in everything because they're doing what you just said. They got the internet, the telephone, and the TV, cable TV.
Comcast owns NBC.
Yeah, damn! Oh, right. They went in together.
They
bought them out last year,
right?
Was it last
year? GE owned NBC. They bought, and you know how many billions of dollars that is. They also own Universal.
Right.
They also own Universal Pictures. So that's
all.
They
don't own VoIP.
That's all. So you know, not only do they have the outlet to, you know, the
to deliver the content.
They own
the content. They're only
right.
going to get bigger and bigger.
That's crazy.
Content, so they don't have to pay for the content, and they don't have to pay for all the content
they
have. They
own the airwaves, the cable. They're making money off of the cable, the subscribers, basically, and all.
They're making me feel like a corporate slave.
Now, AT&T.
Yeah, but Verizon is doing bigger than that because Verizon got the cell phones and all that.
They're doing the same type of thing. And you know what it is?
They're all huge.
Verizon got the cell phones too. The cell phones, all that.
What I notice is that they're giving certain areas. It's almost like, you know, they're this is your area, this is your area, but in all reality, they have all connected.
It's like the gangs.
You know?
It's like the gangs. They get their turf,
market.
You get your turf. Yep.
And your franchise markets are legislated by your local city council members.
There you go.
And when
it's all connected. Isn't that crazy?
Right. Though? But in order for Comcast to acquire NBC, they had to make some type of concessions, and it's in your paperwork. Apparently, when you first sign up, you have the ability to opt out. And I'm not sure exactly what it does. My brother could explain it better. But it gives you a better position to deal with them. And then to take up any problems with them, I don't know in all cities, but there's an omnibusman. And I'm not sure exactly what that is. I think that's kind of like a go-between or somebody that has fiduciary responsibility.
A mediator.
Mediator. And you can bring your gripe to them. And I don't even know if a lot of people bother with it. A lot of people just say forget it, try to cancel it or whatever. But I'm sure there are some people that follow through and go to the omnibusman. You probably can get them to back off of you because they're too much. They really are too much.
I called them one day. This is about, 7 months ago.
Who's your provider?
I got Verizon. I call the automated stuff and it gives me a balance. Then I call the billing department, I call customer service, and the financial service. All four systems, the computer, automated, and the other three departments is human beings. All of them gave me a different price of my bill, and I said, "Hold, what's going on?"
That's
great.
I said, "Hold up." Now watch this. The computer, the automatic computer, gave me the less amount for me to have my service turned back on.
I would have got the less.
Okay. Well, yeah, but of course.
But if you could pay $50,
listen to me. Listen, I'm not finished. Listen, when I called the agency, each district department gave me the number to put my service on with different amounts. And I said, hold up, what's going on? Why are different departments giving me different? I don't know. What it is, this is what it is. The computer was correct. That's factual information. Now I'm dealing with human beings. What it is they have let's say you owe them a bill, right? What they do is when you call these departments, they get incentives if they get you to pay more than what you should get on. So basically, I had a basic rate to get my service on. But if you call a department, right, they're going to get bonuses if they, let's say if I only had $50 to get my service on, for instance. And the other department says, well, you owe 60. The other department says you owe 70. The other department says you owe 80. You see what I'm saying? So in each of those departments, they're getting quotas if you can get the customers to pay more than over the balance.
They all like that.
That's
even
the
internet service.
Right.
Even the internet service. They said, well, sir, if you can pay 70, then we can turn it on. Then you call somewhere else. They said, well, it's $40 that
So right now you can clearly see that each department are competing with the department to try to get you to pay more than what your standard, you know, service is supposed to be. And it's all true.
And sometimes you can even get your bill knocked off.
It's not wrong.
And sometimes you can get your bill knocked off where you have, if you dispute it and you go you go full fledged with it, you can get your. But sometimes people, they don't even know, and they get a bill that's really unnecessary, and they end up paying it because they didn't want to argue about it. You know?
I've got argue with me. They go to the
talk to a supervisor, and then talk to their supervisor until you get to the
and
person
then
that
you,
you know.
Right, and then sometimes they'll bundle your package, right? They'll bundle your package, and then instead of having all three together, they may have two, and then you be paying for one, and you don't know, and you have to keep calling and calling because they'll mess up your bundle.
They sound like they're even worse than Comcast.
Comcast the same thing.
No,
Comcast the same way, bro.
No, it's not. It's all one bill, but they just have a different way of hustling you.
Yeah,
it's a hustle.
They just
want to suck. They just want to suck the blood out of you.
That computer's not going to lie. That computer machine that's talking to you, that automatic, that cyberspace, they not going to lie to you. Human beings going to lie.
Well, I tell you what I did last week. Last week, I didn't have a show for 2 days. I lost my IP. All right, and I called the phone company. And they said, well, send a technician out. They sent a technician out, still didn't straighten it out. Didn't do it. So I called them up and said, shove it up your ass. So I went to satellite internet. I got out of it. So anyway, satellite internet, a lot better, a lot faster, and I'm paying less money.
There's
yeah, but you
got to
have that stuff on
when
top
it rains,
of your house. I don't want that stuff on top
when it
of my
rains,
house.
I was considering getting one of those little hot
spots. It's raining things. Right now. I'm still on. It's raining its ass off outside right now.
Doesn't it have to point south, Ron?
Satellite internet with no outside equipment.
Right, you have a hotspot, a little hotspot.
Air
you don't remember at one time that
see,
if you live in a tenement building.
Satellite.
Listen, if you
no,
live
my
in a
neighbors that have satellite, I see it on top of their houses.
If
but then
live,
whatever they come and do fires, then they're tearing up my yard and everybody else's yard to do their
yeah,
equipment.
Yeah, the fires, they got to put that line through, yeah.
Yeah, so
see, now,
you know what,
my thing
what
is,
I noticed?
I know one year they tore up my flowers out front. I was
yeah,
so
but
upset.
You know what? Here in New York City, they got to put the lines through the floor, right? You know, and what they have done is they put all the lines through the floor. And then when they break up the ground and then they patch it up, it's worse than before, and it gets potholes and they don't care. They just and that's why New York City in a way too got a lot of potholes.
No,
well,
they tore up my yard. They
went
through my flower garden. I'm going to
disconnect everything off my house, take all the lines off my house all the way back to the street, back to the highway. Take everything out of here. Well, we can just leave it there, sir. Nope, you take it all out today. I'm going to infect your system. I'm going to pry it. I'm going to pry them lines all the way back to the hub. Then you'll have no phone service out here for nobody. So get it off my land. I went off the grid.
Yeah,
completely.
I was just mad when they came out my yard.
How does it sound like working the weather, Ron?
What's
how does it work when you get storms and stuff? How does it sound like
it's working
work
great.
When you get storms?
I'm doing, it's doing great.
Well, you don't really know it's, yet, Ron. You just got it.
It's storming right
oh,
now
right.
outside. It's raining its ass off.
If it's storming,
it's
what the hell are you doing on phones and stuff?
I'm on a satellite.
When did that snow come? When did that snow come, Ron?
Well, hey, we'll see what happens, man. They guarantee it to work. So if I have any problem, I got 24-hour support. They'll send somebody out here within an hour to fix it. So I ain't bitching. You know, I pay a little extra for that.
I mean, that's good. I just don't want that stuff on my house.
Why
I want it
matter?
In my yard.
They got all football games. You can get all the football games, all the games you can get
guess,
for Sunday,
no,
every game.
This network, this is Usenet.
Oh, all
this is Usenet.
I'm not interested
it's
in that. That means that my children will be able
oh,
to visit
you
more.
Don't oh, you don't have
turkey. Eating your leftover
no, they
turkey.
Have their own homes.
Right.
But
no,
there's
no,
four
no.
dishes on Internet. Honey, I got four dishes on this group of this Pardon? House. I got three out of my office. Three different satellite systems.
No,
turning.
See, I don't want all of that. No. Look, just let me just... No. And all
well,
that...
You know,
let those boys of mine...
TV.
Yeah, but
no,
see,
I don't
the,
have
the television watches me. Those boys are... My sons are the ones that got to have the big TVs and all of that. No, that's okay. When I go to their houses... I'm over there for an hour or so, and then it's okay. I'm ready to go home now.
how they got the TV and the internet in it.
Internet. If it's just for the internet, there is no satellite dish.
Right. Right. It's a little thing like the size of a pack of cigarettes or smaller.
Yeah, but see, if I'm going to get it, I would get it for the phone and for the internet too. I would get it for the whole thing.
Then you got to get a dish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, the people that I see that have it in my neighborhood, you know, I see it where they have them on their houses and stuff, and that's why I said, oh, no, I don't want that.
See, I don't like that all in one, because when one goes down, everything goes down.
No, but
not necessarily. I've had the landline.
Yeah, I've had my landline go, but my internet and television is still be on.
Yeah, you never had a storm there then.
I want an extra thing out of my life.
I've had Comcast for over 10 or 15 years. That's because I was so mad when I got that letter and then the phone calls and everything. I said, Lord, you would have thought that I done did something.
AT&T a few years ago laid down some landline over the ocean, and they brought it from the United States to Europe. They still using landline heavy. They just put
You
want to hear something real funny about losing power? My neighbor one time called me up because, hey man, Ron, I just drove past your house and I see all your lights are on, and the power's out. My power's out. You think I need to call the power company? I said, yeah, call them up. Call me back. Tell me what they tell you. And they said he called them up and said, well, my neighbor's got power, but I don't. And she goes, well, give me your address. So he gave her address, and she goes, well, sir, the guy we see the lights on, he's not on the grid. That's why he has lights.
Yeah, see, so you're going to tease everybody about that. That's the reason why I like the old television, the analog televisions, because I had my little black and white television. I just loved it. But it was also battery operated. But it was battery operated. I had color televisions, too. But it was battery operated, so when the power went out.
You still watch
TV. Yeah, and I loved it.
Right.
And when the power went out, I was able to still watch television, watch news, and see what was going on. Pardon me?
Wind generator got hit. Say this wind generator got hit. I don't have enough power for 7 days. And then 7 days, I can have it back up and running, so.
Yeah, I got a little 13.
Yeah, Ron, I'm still waiting for my payment for my generator.
They're
talking about
one.
Cutting down things in November. I'm waiting for my payment for co-hosts.
I'm going to send you one.
If y'all
don't send
me after November, you know it's because Ron didn't pay me.
I'm going to tell you right. You don't pick it up because you're back. I'm going to tell you that. Now, I'm sending you a little generator. You'll see. But I'm just telling you, don't pick it up.
How much they cost at Home Depot? How much they cost?
They're like $200 or $300, aren't they?
You ready for the download?
Yeah,
not
that.
Oh, how much are they?
You ready for the gun law debate, guys? You ready for the gun law debate?
I can pick one up about
$120. It's like a debate. October the 1st, the UN is going door to door. Google it. So you can see for yourself.
Now, if they don't go door to door, you're going to say you lied.
I'm going to say that the information that was put out was a lie, and that I'm also telling you now that you are more than free to Google it yourself and read it for yourself.
No, I'll just wait to the fiscal year. I'm not going to read. I'm just going to wait. I mean, I'm going to be patient and wait and see if they come around and start knocking on people's doors. So.
Okay. Well, I know. Janet Napaliella, whatever her name is, she was saying it, and the judge was saying it.
Napolitano.
You know that. Thank you, because I can never say
you
that.
You can get a small Benny. I got to shout out to Benny real quick. Benny, you can get a small little generator for like $120. One of them little two outlet jobs is good enough to keep your cheap refrigerator running. They won't power a whole house.
No, I need it for my deep freezer.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They'll cover that.
Why do people keep dying over these generators, Ron? Why they not insulate? Why people do that? They don't know what's
why
going
they,
on with
I
them.
Am,
a lot of people be dying.
What do you mean?
No, a lot of people be dying because
they have them in the
generators.
House.
They don't have them. Yeah.
They have them in
the house.
What's up with that?
like shoving a hose through your car inside your car. Yeah, you don't put them in the house. Yeah, I've seen
you gotta
stories
have
on
outside.
That. People start shoving them out. Right.
Listen,
dumbass
look,
people.
Hey,
right?
Look, we had a story in Baltimore, right? Two brothers went out back, and it was snowing real, real hard when we had that lot of snow on the East Coast. So they went, they couldn't smoke weed in the house. So they went back, and they went in the car, and they turned the car on. Now, the snow had the exhaust covered, and they died.
Trapped underneath it, right.
It was smoking
weed
in
the
car.
From my
they didn't know about, didn't know that the exhaust in the car was covered, and they died.
He was leaking through the body of the car.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I said, man, when they smoked that weed, they probably thought that weed was real, real good, and they just start going to sleep, man. I said, wow.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy, man. I heard that. I said, wow, that was a freak accident.
When I was 16,
right.
A friend of mine, we barbecued in an abandoned house. But I didn't know that you couldn't do that. I was only 16, and we had a little barbecue grill and some stuff. We were barbecuing. I don't know why, but we were doing that, and then the air got kind of not too cool in there. I said, I think we should get out of here. And when I told people about it, they said, oh, you stayed in there, you would have died. You do some dumb shit when you're young.
Yeah. Yes,
mm-hmm.
That is so true.
My wife's
a lot
cousin.
Of rednecks here in East Tennessee, when the snow hits, they bring that barbecue grill and decide to light it up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Right,
yeah.
Right,
well, check this out. My wife's
cousin.
My wife's
cousin. Do George Foreman's okay, right?
Yeah,
check this out, man. Okay, my wife's cousin, boyfriend, he took a gas grill inside the house and turned it on and let it gas itself to death. That's how he killed himself.
Oh, my.
Now, how old was he?
Right.
How old was he?
I can't remember. 35, I think. 35 years old, but he was a real freak.
You're supposed,
job.
To do dumb stuff like that when you're 15, 16, like I did. He did it at 35.
Yeah.
You should have known better.
Right.
But you know what?
Well, he did, no, he
that's
did
the reason why, you know, some of those little stupid.
You just buy a bottle of propane and turn it on. Forget it. You know, why
well,
buy the
but you know those little dumb disclaimers that they have on there? You know, don't do this, don't do that. And you look at them like, oh, come on, you know, and then,
yeah,
you know,
right.
You really got to think, wait a minute, there is actually people that will do that.
yeah, right, right, exactly.
Well, these guys,
it's like kids sniffing Freon.
Right, but if you don't do that furnace right, if you have somebody working on your furnace and they don't do that furnace right, you can get a carbon dioxide. They got to know what the hell
yeah.
they're doing when they mess with them HVAC. They got to know what they're doing. That's why they have the
yeah, my son does
now
that.
With the carbon dioxide. Yeah, he makes good money.
Well, my son does maintenance, so he knows how to do all that kind of stuff. He's worked for he's done maintenance since he was 15. He works for
an
apartment complex. So he does five complexes.
I don't have a furnace. You all have the modern computers.
We know you have burners, the wood burners and stuff like that.
Yeah, right. I have to work for my fuel.
Wood stoves and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I shall pay no man for oil. I don't pay for oil. I don't pay for electric for that. None of that shit. Never.
Why don't you drill a natural gas well?
You have
I don't need that either.
Ron.
I do. Yeah, I see that. Who knows?
From 1995, from the CIA, how they doing
somebody else. That's somebody else.
It sounds like Beasley. Maybe you should mute him for a moment. Sounds like he has a personal phone call.
That's not me.
No, I know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I thought you were playing it on purpose.
Like
that's not me. Yeah, that is
oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was you talking. That's why I said it sounded like a
phone
call.
No, I'm listening, and I am watching television, but the sound's down real low. You guys can't hear
oh,
that.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. Forgive me, please.
I'm trying to get away from these reality shows. I'm killing enough brain cells.
Oh, I don't watch
God.
That.
Rod,
Ron, is Sister Agonia still here?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep,
oh,
there
you're
is.
Quiet. I didn't hear
I mean,
you.
The women on the reality
you go
shows,
off
man, they done up too much.
I've been sitting up here reading about how the U.S. was quit claim to the IMF in 1944 under Bretton Woods Agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep.
Nice reading, isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, that's where, did you see...
Yes, Ron.
I don't remember what year it was, but the man that owned the United States, he was some kind of, he became a pope or a priest, and he signed it over to the Vatican.
Now, I don't know anything about that. I was reading about the Bretton Woods
Ron,
agreement.
Do you remember a while ago I had sent you that? I think
yeah,
it was you.
I do.
Where,
yeah, I vaguely
yeah.
remember that.
It was. It used to have original owner, you know, after, of course, after they robbed and stealed and killed for it. But
I'm running for office this year. This January, I'm running for office.
Well, which one are you going to run?
Back me.
Are you going to run for the Republic or are you going to run under U.S. Corporation, Ron?
No, I'm going to run for Popeism.
Oh,
you're
going to
run as the Pope.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to run the
Vatican. I don't think you're going to get that, Ron.
It's going to be casino. It's going to be casino, topless bar, and whorehouse at the Vatican.
I think you can forget that. I don't think you can pass that one, man.
Let's go see if we can get tickets to get in the Vatican. Check it out, dude.
I don't think that's going to happen, Ron. I think you'd be better off trying to be the president.
It's a rock fight at the Vatican tonight. Be there.
Nah. The Pope has too much power. You know they're not going to give you the power over the president and everything else. Nah.
Why not?
But, of course, crazier things have happened.
Have you ever heard
of I'm up there at the Vatican? When I'm after the Vatican talking on that big golden phone, I'm going to call Barry up. Hey, Barry, hey, check this out, man. Can you hook a brother up, man? Check it out. You know, I'm looking to score. Can you get me out of Hawaii?
Obama.
Barry. Barry Obama.
Obama.
Yeah, Chungang, that's
Barry,
right. Can you hook up your old ride, man? Hook me up, hook a brother up, man.
With that
Chung
Gang, some of that Hawaiian. Just call them boom. Just call them
me. I want to ask, have y'all ever researched on denouncing yourself as a United States citizen? Have y'all
Pardon me, I didn't
that?
Hear
Have y'all ever researched on how to denounce yourself as a United States citizen?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's very simple.
You don't need to go in there and sign the paperwork. It's just that easy.
All you need is
to
register a letter to the county. The county you was born in, send your birth certificate back and a registered letter. They signed it. They accepted it. Bam. They accepted the contract. It is dead.
Now, excuse me, y'all. This is my son. I got to...
Well, we got about 14 minutes left on the broadcast. And all that good stuff. Anybody want to do final comments?
Well, I just want to thank everyone for coming and for it to be a peaceful night with no screaming and yelling and no over-talking each other. I truly appreciate it. See, and I still haven't got my coffee yet, so you can tell y'all did a good job. And we hope to see y'all back tomorrow at, I guess, 9 or 10 o'clock, whichever one Ron does.
When we get here.
Eastern time.
When we get here. Usually 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank all of our friends and guests for coming tonight. I would like to thank the folks at BTR and Ron Reck the host, and this is the Antoinette Broadcasting Network.
Oh, my.
And I have a gift I want to give to Brother Allfax. I wish I could type it in the chat room, but I don't. I can't, so I'm just going to say it. If you would Google a website called USA versus US, it'll answer a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And then you will understand that there's not just one United States. There's the Constitutional Republic of the America, and then there's US Inc., there's two constitutions, and the president swears an oath to both, the U.S. corporation, but there's nobody home in the republic. A few people are starting to go back to the republic, but not too many people know about it yet. Right, Ron?
Ron, absolutely.
USA versus U.S. If you just type that in Google, the website will come up for you. Allfax leave?
I don't know.
Well, I hope you didn't. I hope you heard.
Well, there's no way tomorrow.
All right. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good website.
Okay,
so you can spend about a year reading on it.
Yeah. That is a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and 2K, do you want to go next?
Oh, I'm good. Great show.
Right on. Thank you, brother.
Well, thank you for coming, and thank you for patching me back in.
No problem.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
really appreciate it.
Yes. We have East Coast, Beasley, Benny, and Ray, and you have to tell me if there's anyone else, because I'm just looking at who's in the chat room. So anyone who wants to go, just jump in, please. Whoever.
If anybody's got a Maytag refrigerator that's not getting cold, it's your automatic defrost module board, capacitor 2, your T2 capacitor. Get in there and replace it. It'll stop the buzzing and your ice will be starting again.
And that's for Maytag?
Cool.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Is that right?
Yeah. I just fixed my refrigerator. An $80 part Sears wanted to charge me. It took me all day to get the damn refrigerator apart, but the guy probably could have done it quicker. But got in there, and it's an 86-cent part. Hell, I actually didn't pay for it. I just ripped into one of the boards I had and found a 22 microfarad 50-volt capacitor, changed it out, and I'm making ice.
Oh, great.
There you go.
That's great. But see, Ray, I have a son that does that kind of stuff.
There you go.
Self-sufficient. That's what it's about.
No, that's what
it's
fixing it. Jay,
it's
my children would have a fit.
Yeah, Jay, you got to fix it. Some things can't be
that's
fixed.
It.
But if you can fix
now,
it,
I think
fix
he was
it.
Telling me to be self-sufficient
oh, no, I
for me to do it myself
me.
And not
no,
have
no,
my
no.
sons do it.
No. In general, I'm not saying you, sweetie. Listen, first of all, you're a mom. You're a mom, so all respect to you. If you got sons, that's right. That's what they're there for. But I'm saying that what I was saying to him was like, yeah, that's what's up, being self-sufficient in general. But, I mean, you got sons, that's a beautiful thing that you're getting. You know what I mean? You should be
able
to have
that's
help.
What my son does. My son, you know, I told you he does
that's
maintenance,
perfect.
So.
Perfect.
Yeah,
that's it.
So all of that kind of stuff he